Hello, everybody, and welcome to Activating Your Hidden Gifts. This is going to be unbelievably fun. I'm so excited. What a celebration to wake up to get on this live stream to discover more about how amazing you are. It's like, hey, that's a good day. And to walk into the magic and the talents and abilities that are very natural to you, in your natural state of existence, that seem to disappear with when you're within the walls of separation, when you're within the illusion, but have always been there and will always be there as this constant flow of everything being possible and everything being accessible and everything being available for you to play with, right? So it's gonna be incredibly fun. I'm very excited. So I think the way that we'll start this activation is it would be a good idea for me to just start channeling the information, that guidance, and that our higher selves and that this universe is like yelling at me. So, yelling in a very beautiful way, though. They're not screaming. They're just like they're all talking at once. I'm like, get in line. Okay, I'm about to start. So we'll begin sort of channeling this information because we have to bring you into this really high vibration in order to have the conversation where you're like, oh, I get it. I have access to it. Am I getting the information? I'm getting the, you know. So we're gonna bring your vibration up into this other universe, this other world, and then we're gonna start talking and asking questions about what your talents and abilities are and your access to them. And as we open up each person's talents and abilities, they'll actually open up for the group if you're willing to say yes and willing to receive it, because there truly has never been any separation. So anyone that opens up to any part of themselves, if you're the one going, okay, I get to receive that too, that's a yes, then it's perfect. So just so you know, before we start, it's like for the most part, your talents and abilities, you can't really access them cognitively. Now, when you're, well, let's put this two ways. When you're trying to access your talents and abilities and trying to use your cognitive mind to get there, that's when you're going to have problems. When you come from a vibrational space and a vibrational being, you can use these talents and abilities and access them. Almost like your mind and your being are holding hands, and your mind is saying words or bringing stuff in, but there's no connection to separation with your mind. So we're going to bring your whole system up to where your mind and your heart and your being can all live within this other world, and you can actually be living magic, right? Living, breathing magic. And from there, you're going to see that everything is magic and has always been magic. So, first off, go ahead and just take a deep breath. Release your mourning. Release your sleeping, your dreaming. Hey, last night I dreamt that I was writing music with the Beatles before they started. That was fun. Sorry, I just thought I'd share that little tidbit. All right, go ahead. We had a really good time. Go ahead and take a deep breath. So we get to release our dream states and just everything we are and allow ourselves to move very much into this very present moment. Another deep breath. Allowing your body to get really clear and spacious. There we go. Clear and spacious. There we go. Ooh, the magic is setting in already. I love it. We haven't even started. Another deep breath. Allowing yourself to open, relax, and magic is in the space. So the more space that you are being, the more magic and talents and abilities and awareness you have, the more connected you are to the illusion, you lose access to those. And you only illusionarily, okay, I think that person's muted now. You only illusionarily lose access to your talents and abilities. It's as if when you take a step into the illusion, the ideas of what is not showing up or what can't show up or what doesn't happen in the magical world, right? Those are solidified down here. And the energetics of nothing, which is the illusion, become solid like a wall, right? So when you're within the illusion, When you're within the illusion, when you're within the field of judgment, right? It feels like you're trying to move walls. When you move up into the magical planes, you realize the walls have never existed. So the way to these talents and abilities and to access these, to be these, to access all of your hidden gifts is to allow yourself to move into a space of so much spaciousness that everything feels vibrational instead of cognitive. Okay. Can you guys feel the difference between those two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. So let's just take another deep breath. Realizing that we're kind of releasing our hold our mind has on us. We're just allowing ourselves to merge and meld into the energy of what is, into the magic that is, into the beauty that is, into the light that is, into the love that is. And we're expanding our vibration out into all of our experience with all this love, all this light, and all this magic. And let's just take a few cleansing breaths to release all of your connections to the illusion. Okay, all of your cords. So let's bring our awareness up into this universe of light and love and infinite energy and find the highest energy that you can find. There we go. Highest, full of love and light and joy and just, oh, high vibrating, infinite possibility. There we go. And let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And with the exhale, you're going to release all your cords of the illusion, releasing, releasing, releasing all those pretended cords, right? Because it's a pretended illusion. So you're like, oh my God, that stuff never mattered. It never existed, right? It's not important to me. It doesn't even matter. Let's play in magic instead. Releasing all the cords, releasing all the cords. Beautiful. And bringing your awareness up again, taking a big deep breath. And allowing yourself just to rest into this moment and release all the cords to everyone and everything, including yourself. So you're allowing yourself to move into a place of vibrational space, of you being vibration instead of cognitive. Just, yeah, vibrational space. There we go. Ah, you guys are doing great. Another deep breath. Bringing all that infinite possibility, all that magic, all that love back into your body and just allowing your body to drink that and flow with that and flow with that and flow with that and letting go of you being a cognitive and you moving into a vibrational. And with that vibrational, you're clearing out all of those connections to anything that's solid, right? Anything that is defined. You're like, okay, cool. Let's release all the solidity. All the sense of the sameness or constantness, right? All the sense of this is the way it is, right? We're letting go of all the this is what is. There we go. Let go. There we go. Release. Okay. There's just a few tiny little bits of your mind. It's really interesting, but everybody's really on the same page today, which is cool. A few tiny bits of your mind that are going, can I let this go? If I let it go, will I go insane? Will I not understand? Well, what if every lifetime that you've ever gone insane, you wanted to because you wanted a break? You wanted a lifetime off. You wanted one where you sat there and they, right? So, because if you look at it, it's like if you allow yourself to be everything that is, you actually become completely sane, right? So yeah. The lifetimes where you've ever done, now I'm insane, you might want to look at those lifetimes and go, oh, I actually chose to, quote unquote, go insane. If I allow myself to be everything that is, all this God energy, all this love, all this light, will I actually go insane or will I allow myself to function at 100 or 1,000% capacity?
Yeah,
you will, huh? And the difference being, too, is that you're willing to let go of separation. When you went insane, you weren't willing to let go of separation. So it's like potentially as you expanded your awareness or your knowing, you didn't let go of the separation at the same time. And then the expanded awareness and vibration comes through the separation and it feels more real, right? But now you're at the place where you're like, oh, I'm willing to let go of all sense of separation. So in essence, you're moving into becoming God, and it feels more like nature than it does being a person. It feels more like being a cosmic vibrational being than it does being a cosmic person. I mean, a cognitive person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you guys willing to let go of all the, oh my God, I might go crazy? signals that your brain is giving to you that's keeping you from really, truly letting go of who you think you are. Would that be a yes, or you guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you're going to do is you're going to try out some of this vibration and see if you feel better. And then you're going to tell your mind, wait, it's better here, not worse. And then you're going to receive more and more and more of it, okay? So allow yourself to bringing your awareness up, feeling into you, completely unhooked from this place. Oh, yeah, completely unhooked. Unhooked, no relating, right? No understanding, no figuring it out. Completely unhooked, a free agent, totally free. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that energy of that freedom in. There we go. And allowing that freedom to come through. Giving yourself a dose of that total freedom. Oh my God, give it to you, give it to you. There we go, there we go, there we go. Beautiful, letting that freedom come all the way through your root chakra, all the way through your system. Oh, that's so good. Another breath, breathing in that absolute freedom, being unhooked from this reality, completely unhooked. Like people do reality or illusion at you and you go, what? There's nothing else for you to do except for, huh? What? Right? Because it doesn't make sense to you. You don't relate to it. It's not really part of who you are. You're this being of non-separation, this being of total God energy, total love, total light. You exist within magic, within this whole field of infinite possibilities. So when people present you, this is the only thing that's possible, you're like, huh? That's your story. Right? No connection to it. No need to understand it. No need to figure it out. No need to engage. That's what I'm talking about as far as a free agent. Okay. So you guys willing to give yourself the gift of the free agent that you can be from you so that you're completely unhooked from the entire illusion?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. All right. Woo. That's happening. Go ahead and take a deep breath, breathing that in. Allowing it to come through your body. There we go. Letting that freedom come all the way through. Woo! Freedom! You love your freedom. You truly love your freedom. Let freedom ring. There we go. Bring your awareness up again. Taking a deep breath. Breathing in that freedom. Letting that freedom, oh God, thank God, total freedom, oh, no relating, oh, no connection to the illusion, oh, no figuring it out, oh my gosh, I don't have to do any of that. I get to be free to play in magic. Free to play in magic, just letting that come all, there we go, all the way through. Okay, so. Since we've given you a dose, or you've really given yourself a dose of this freedom, do you feel better? Do you want to keep going in that direction?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Tell your mind right now, mind, we're going in the right direction. Feel it. Right? So with this, we're going in the correct direction for you to feel better, for me to feel better, for everything to be even more magical and amazing. So this is the correct direction. So you cool with that, mind? Your mind's like, oh, well, if you put it that way, I thought we were going into the unknown. You're like, no, I've always known this. We're moving into who I really am, who we really are, who you really are. And it's magic and light and everything. It's possibilities. It's incredible. You want to join me there? You want to go on a vacation instead of, you know, work in this reality? And your mind's like, oh, you put it that way. We're going on vacation. I get to feel better. I get to have more fun. You get to have more fun. It's a go. There is absolutely zero fear where we're going, you guys. None.
Really?
None. Okay, so take a deep breath. Breathing in that awareness. Ah, there is no fear where we're going. Oh, I get it. Okay, cool. So then we're just going to allow that vibration to come in. We're going to allow even more freedom to come in, even more magic to come in, even more possibilities to come in. There we go. There we go. Letting all of that come in. There we go. Okay. So how do your minds feel about being a part of this? Is anybody getting any objection? Or are you guys all good?
Oh, no. My mind is just right on board.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Woo-hoo! Okay, good.
I'm a part of myself.
Good, good. Okay. All right. So let's ask guidance and the angels for all of the energetics and all of the messages, all of the information that we would truly need to embrace and know in this very moment to have complete access to all of our hidden gifts, talents, and abilities. Okay. This is going to be a little bit of a funny conversation for them because they exist within this field. So they're like, huh? And you're like, yeah, you're going to have to explain it to us. And they're like, but it just is. And you're like, yeah, but, you know, give us some information so that it's truly like whatever it is that down here is believing in, they can give us the bridge to, right? Okay, so yeah. Take a deep breath. Allowing yourselves to open up that awareness, that knowing, that communication between you and your guides, your higher self, the angels, God itself. Okay. Good. Okay. So let's ask. They're already like talking their heads off at me. Like, okay, hold on, get in line. Okay. So, well, first off, how many of you guys are actually beginning to feel different vibrations as we do this, as we open up to their communication?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, cool. And are you actually also getting some hints of some words that go along with those vibrations? Now, you don't have to, but you can be. Okay, not the words yet.
Vibration.
Okay, just the vibrations. Okay, good. Awesome. So the other thing I just want to make sure, because we're starting to open up this capacity, and with this capacity comes all capacities, so we're going to keep moving further and further into it. But just so you know, it's like a lot of the times I don't hear words either. It's almost like this vibration comes down and then this kind of higher main translation system begins happening where it goes, oh, that's what you're saying, right? And then it starts coming in. So don't worry about, some people are like, I can't hear guidance. And you're like, well, feel guidance and then allow your higher mind to kind of interpret where that's coming from and then what needs to be shifted down here to get you to up here. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay, good. Okay, so take a deep breath and just release the whole thing of I have to hear the voice and the exact words or it's not happening. Just take a deep breath. Because that's not true. Oh, we get so much guidance that we actually think are our ideas. They're like this, this little, you know, piece that's put in our world that you go, oh, and you actually think you're having the idea when really you've been gifted the idea.
Right.
So all of you have been doing it ever since you got here. There's not been a moment in your life where you haven't been receiving some form of guidance.
I certainly get that.
Cool.
And so, for me, Rita, it's more like a sense than a feeling. It's it's another dimension where I'm being called to something. It's just an energy it's beyond feeling.
I love it. I love how it's an it's an energy that you're being called to something.
Yeah.
Right. It calls me, like, do this or relax or. It's real simple for me. It's not real complicated. It's just I'm being called to some action or some direction.
Okay. So the reason why this is so incredibly awesome, Jane, the way that you put this, is because they're getting it in such an amazing way. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Because check this out. You're being called to something. A lot of times people will, the illusion will kind of talk at them or their mind will talk at them from a heavier place and they actually think it's guidance. But if you look at that, being called to some, and I would say being called to something greater, right? Because then you're really clear about what this message is and how it's calling you. It's kind of like this other universe with this other energetic system with these other beings that are here to support you are like, hey, come join this party. And you're like, oh, I can sense the party. And they're like, yeah, right this way. And you're like, oh my God, I can sense the party. And then they go, just take a deep breath and just allow yourself to release this and allow yourself to accept this. And you're like, oh, I'm having even more of the party, right? So you're being called to a greater party that is your divine birthright party. It's like the naturalness of who you are.
Ooh.
Okay. So go ahead and take a deep breath.
My party, I love it.
And breathe in that this is your, go ahead.
Oh, it's just really light and fun and easy. It's not, you know, it doesn't have, I'm not trying to get too profound or anything. It's just, it's like this direct line of lightness.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone in this moment, find your direct line of lightness and sense or feel into, without the feelings part, but sense the party that guidance and the angels and your higher self and God are having, the party that they're having that they want to invite you to. Oh, God, that's good. Okay. And with that, start breathing that party in, allowing yourself to begin traveling up that road into that absolute party of magnitude. Oh, my God, it's so much fun. And sense more of the party that they want to invite you to. I love that. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Oh, letting it just come into your body and your form and just allowing yourself to just relax into it as you open up into it, as you give your vibration to it, as you give yourself to it. You just go, oh, okay, I'm going to fall into your arms, big old divine party. Ooh, that feels so good. Oh, my God. Another deep breath. Breathing that in. Oh, letting it come all the way through your body. Oh, there we go. Letting that divine party come in. Oh, letting it happen. There we go. Oh, boy, that is awesome. Okay, how are you guys feeling?
I have like
shingles
on my third eye.
No words, Mika.
I have the worst remote viewing on the show.
That is unbelievably awesome. Okay, so just allow yourself to take a deep breath. Breathing in this party. Oh, this party of love and light and bliss and ecstasy. It's like, okay, all right, everything is bliss and ecstasy. Okay, so bliss and ecstasy are the energy of magic. Okay, they are the energy of knowing everything, having everything, being everything. Those are the energies, okay? So another deep breath. Ah, letting yourself just kind of allow that huge, amazing party that you're sensing that they're inviting you to. Just letting that flow all the way through your system effortlessly. There you go. Just letting that party come all the way through. A party where all is possible. All is possible. Yep, everything.
Yep.
There you go. And let yourself fall into that. There's this sort of energy, this frequency of infinite possibilities that they're offering right now. And what it looks like is every molecule is just spinning and going and spinning and going and spinning and going. It's like they're all completely free to create themselves instead of us creating who we think we are and reining our molecules into that. It's like every molecule is just free. Like, hey, you know what? You don't have to be my body anymore. You can just be free and watch what happens. Okay, so it's like it's truly handing over you creating you and letting this energy of infinite possibilities, which is this super, super high frequency, like shaky, spinny, just full on, just It's just, you're right. So ask guidance and the angels. Go ahead and sense into that field of infinite possibility. Yeah, that they're offering. There you go. And it's big and it's everything. It's big and it's everything and it's everywhere. And you're going to offer.
Always
has been, always will be.
And
you're going to offer that infinite possibilities to every one of your molecules. Just like you're almost like setting them free. They've been in these little cages, right? Called like, I'm a molecule, I'm an arm, I'm a body. And you're going, you know what? You can be free. You can choose what you want to be. I'm going to let you lead. Every one of my molecules, go for it. Right? So with that freedom, there you go. Let that infinite possibilities into your molecules. Take a deep breath. Because with your breath, you create the space and the lightness and the space and the lightness for that energy. Because it's very, very, very light and it's very high vibrating. It's very full of light. There we go. Another deep breath. Breathing some breath into your body. The breath of infinite possibilities. Breath of infinite possibilities. Breath of it. There we go. There we go. And from this really high vibration, just acknowledge to your molecules, every one of the molecules in your body, I know that you are infinite possibilities. So go ahead and repeat that. I know that you are infinite possibilities. There you go. And another time, I know that you are infinite possibilities.
I know that infinite possibilities.
Okay. And with that, sounds like somebody didn't know they were not on mute. So with that, what you're doing is it's truly like you're setting your molecules free to be a cosmic universe onto themselves. So every, our body has all of the elements and molecules of the cosmos in it. Right? It's like everything is actually made of this truly cosmic energy. It's like your body itself is a big universe with stars and galaxies and light and swirling energy. It's sort of like truly setting it free to be everything that it's designed to be. Right? And so with each one of these acknowledgments, you'll feel that there'll be this vibration that's coming through from above. And then there's what you're presented. So what you want to do is just keep your sense on that. Okay, what is the sense of that infinite possibilities? Keep your sense there and keep breathing. And you'll find yourself like becoming this with every time you acknowledge it, it increases the vibration of being this field of infinite possibilities. Okay, because this feeling your body as infinite possibilities will assist you to be this cosmic universe of infinite possibilities in form. Do you see how if you don't have your body as infinite possibilities, you don't actually know that magic is? Right?
Wow.
You doubt the magic, and doubt would put your body and yourself straight into the illusion, and then it's like moving walls instead of being what is, which is magic. Okay.
Yeah.
They've said this like 10 times. So I'm going to tell you now. I keep going, let me do this first. And they're like, no, tell them this. Okay. So the field of vibration that we're in, that you used to be in, and sometimes you dive into in the illusion, is also magic, right? The idea that you can actually make yourself limited is complete magic, because you're not limited. Right? The idea that you can believe that you're on one specific timeline instead of existing with all timelines is complete magic. Like, nobody even knows how that is possible, because molecules don't act that way, right? If you switch something in the future or the past, it switches throughout its entire existence. So time isn't real, right? So that you believe that you're one time is just crazy. Like, that's the, whoa, magic, crazy magic. So, but what we've been doing is we've been putting all this power and all this magic into the illusion instead of being it and allowing it to evolve and be presented before us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Because the idea that this hand knows it's a hand is complete magic. I'm like, how did you know that? Right? Right? And then I have feet, you know, that walk on the ground, and that everything has a form here is just total magic. Like in my natural state of existence, in being everything that is, it doesn't hold such a form. It's like, wow, how are you even doing that? Right? So even separation is magic. It's just, where would you like to place yourself within the magic, right? Within the field of what isn't, or playing in the field of what is, to where you have a lot more ability to play with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So just take another deep breath, realizing that you've always been in magic and everything is made of magic. Oh, it's always been magic. Okay, good. And now I'm like, oh, let's put magic, let's put our power, our energy into the magic that is, instead of the magic that pretends like it doesn't have any other choice. Because it's just all pretend. We made it up. You guys dreamed this entire illusion up. Pretty amazing, right? It's even funny that within the illusion, we made this thing called sleep and dreaming just to, like, we dreamed of this illusion and then pretend to dream within the illusion. Like, that's just crazy. Wow, we're really elaborate. There we go. Let that joy and that fun and that lightness come in. It's starting to really... It's starting to really move you guys into this real place of magic. So take a deep breath and just kind of allow that. Oh my God, this is like, the whole thing is silly. Wow. And it's all light and it's all a dream and it's all just wow. And it's all just, it's all crazy. It's all cool magic. How awesome is that? My entire environment, my entire existence, every molecule, it's all magic spinning at infinite possibilities. And the thing is, it's that all of the molecules are held by us, by you, into existence as being solid for you, right? So what we want to do is give them all permission to exist at infinite possibilities and allow each one of the molecules to amaze us, to open doors, to bring us into more awe, right? So just for a moment. So let's actually do your body and then we're going to do your surroundings. And then you guys are really, I mean, I know you're feeling it now, but it's just going to get sensing it more and more and more until you're like, oh my God. Okay. I'm so having it. All right. So just sense or feel into that field of infinite possibilities that guidance and the angels would like to show us. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now relax into it. See, the thing is, God has always had you. God always had your back. It can't not support you. When you fall into God, you become the infinite support of yourself because God is the infinite support of you. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Yeah. That's a great quote. When you fall into you, right? When you fall into God, you fall into the infinite support of yourself because God, this energy of God, has always been in infinite support of you. It's the only thing it can do. So with that, you open your heart and your system and your body and you go, oh, I get it. Give myself to the gentleness. Got it. Okay. This gentleness is here to support me. This gentleness is the gentleness that I am. As I give myself to this energy of God, I actually become a vessel that naturally supports myself without being able to not support me, which is what God does, right? Take a deep breath and just breathe in that that is what is. So as you give and give and give yourself to this, you just become in infinite support of you, because that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. And that's the way it'll always be. There you go. Feeling into that field of infinite possibilities, which is that energy of God that is here to be of infinite support. And as you give yourself to it, all that shows up is infinite support. And it's infinite support to actually show you how amazing you are, show you how blissful your journey can be, show you who you really are, show you all how loved you are, right? Because right now you've got infinite support, but you've got infinite support also supporting potential belief systems, right? So as you allow yourself to be this and give yourself to this, it's actually supporting you just in a different way. You're saying, now you can support me in just complete and total having. Now you can support me in magic. Now you can support me in things that my mind can't even come close to understanding. But with this openness and this giving myself to this energy, I watch it appear before me. It just is, right? So just feel into that energy of infinite possibilities. Yeah. There you go. And give your whole self, your whole vibration over to that field of infinite possibilities. God, have your way with me. Universe, have your way with me. I want to feel just being completely everything that is. Allowing that infinite possibility to just come on through. And now just go ahead and acknowledge your body one more time. I know that you're infinite possibilities. Go ahead. I know that you're infinite possibilities. You guys could go ahead and say it out loud. I know that you're infinite possibilities.
I know that you're infinite possibilities.
Beautiful. And again?
I know that you're infinite possibilities.
And relax. Whew, that is good stuff. Isn't that just amazing? Whew. There you go. There you go. Beautiful. Whoa. Good. Okay. Whoa. Okay, so you are a field of infinite possibilities that's aware of your body, which is a field of infinite possibilities. And the experiences that it is having, you are actually not those experiences, nor is your body those experiences. Okay, so allow that space to occur. I'll say that again, because it feels like it started unraveling stuff and everyone went, what? Okay, so you as a being are a field of infinite possibilities. Okay, you can feel that, right? Your body is also a field of infinite possibilities. Okay, so the experiences that your body is having, the sensation your body is giving you, are not your body.
Say that again, Rika.
Then sensations that your body is giving you are not your body.
Wow. Because I've been feeling sensations in my body even last night when I was clearing stuff, and I realized it was just stuff letting loose, letting go.
Yeah, but hold on right now, like, because we're in the, I have to drive this in. So when you guys, it's interesting. Sometimes you guys come up with like the cognitive, oh, this brings up this story or this thing, but that's actually what we're erasing. So if you talk about it, it just kind of brings everybody into that space of the story instead of the space that's happening right now, which is a, it's a different space. It's like a bigger, more spacious space. It's something's happening, right? So a lot of the times you guys do that, it triggers a story. That's the story leaving. So just let this, let the story leave. So, you can tell when there's something that is needs to be said, because it'll either be something where you have to get it out or you can't move forward, or you're getting an awareness of something greater that you want to share. So those two things would be the things that I would say, yeah, let's bring up those things. Okay. So let's just go ahead and take a deep breath. Okay. And allow that space of the infinite. Because right there, you actually tied yourself to yesterday and you tied yourself to your identity, which is taking you out of what we're bringing you into right now. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. And you're doing a great job, okay? Just know there's no manual for where we're going. we're making it up, okay? So we've been trained very backwards and now we're retraining ourselves in a forward way. So, okay, so just go ahead and take a deep breath. Yeah.
So then the feeling is just the definition of the infinite that we are. So we can just let go of that feeling because we truly are the infinite. Nothing is finite.
Beautiful. Yes. You said it, girlfriend. So that would be an example, you guys, of sharing the possibilities that are bubbling, where you're like, oh my God, I just shared this. You can feel it's actually transforming the group. Don't worry about looking for these things. They just drop into your field like it just dropped into yours, right? So thank you very much. That was awesome. Okay. So well, I'm going to say this again, because there's a few minds that are like, what just happened? And I feel different, but what happened?
Exactly.
So take a deep breath, come back online. There we go. It's not a big deal. Just allow yourself to move more into this present moment, more into this field of infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities, beautiful. Okay. So the sensations that your body is actually giving you are not your body.
Oh, but my body is speaking really loud.
Cool. Is it giving you lots of sensations?
Well, I have some chronic pain. It's gotten better since I started working with you, but I can't seem to get rid of it. Let it go.
Well, the thing is, it's activating right now because the energies that would set the whole thing free are present right now. So it's kind of like, the squeaky wheel, right? And so like as a little kid or something, if you need something, you're like, I need this, I need this, I need this. And when you ask enough times, it like somebody actually goes and does something. So when I find that when I get around somebody, like even in a grocery store, if I need a chiropractic adjustment, this will start opening up, and then I'll turn to the guy next to me. I'm like, hey, what do you do for a living? He's like, I'm a chiropractor. I'm like, oh yeah, you just adjusted me.
Wow.
Right. So it's like your body will speak up in the times that it needs you to listen. And depending on how you've created that scale, whether you listen to little whispers as things get a little bit this way, or whether you listen to it when your body screams in your head, right, with the pain. So what we want to do is release, 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 allow, 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 and be really, really, really present here. And be really like, you know what? I'm feeling this. I'm allowing this in. Body, you are infinite possibilities. Because when you're doing that, all the pain's going, really? You told me to be pain. And that's what it's telling you. So you're telling it, actually, now I'm rearranging. I know I told you that before, but now I'm letting you know, and I'm bringing in the vibration of you being infinite possibilities instead of pain. So that's exactly what's happening right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so another deep breath, you guys.
Okay, so
go ahead.
So the sensations that are being experienced are not being experienced by the body, then it's more of a, of it occurring in the spaciousness, the space.
Yeah, well, you said it differently than I did, which...
Okay.
So you said they're not being experienced by your body, and I said they're not your body.
Could you say that again?
Yeah, so the sensations that your body is experiencing and has experienced are not your body.
What are they? Yeah, that's a good question.
Could you think, are you comparing in the present moment to what we're sensing now? Feel it.
Okay, I love it. Take a deep breath, everyone. Allow yourself to just open up. And the thing is that your mind has really had a hold on this forever, because I've never heard this spoken in the consciousness, which means we're breaking open a whole new way of being. So what's been happening in your life is, with your awareness of the isness that you are, and with your awareness of your universe and yourself, you've become more aware that, wow, you're a being of infinite light and love and possibilities. Now, when judgment or something comes across your path, you go, oh, that's not me. You just know that that's not a vibration where you resonate, right? And so in essence, you've created a space between your being by choosing you over and over again, between your being and what goes on in your environment. You're like, oh, that's my environment. That's not me. This is me. So you haven't actually allowed yourself to do that with your body, which has not allowed your body to show you the magic and to be the magic of infinite possibilities that it could be for you. You see? So what we're doing is we're bringing that same awareness into the body and saying, oh, my experiences with my body, the sensations in my body, they're not actually my body. See, the thing is, your body wouldn't go out and go, I know, I want to feel like crap. If your body was just an animal, right, it wouldn't go searching for that stuff. Right. But what happens is the definitions, like, it has to live within your jurisdiction as a being. So the definitions and beliefs that you put on it, it has to experience, but that's not your real body. Right. So again, when you create the space between, these experiences and these feelings, body, these aren't you. You give your body the freedom to exist in infinite possibilities and to be totally free and to know, to undo the immediate definition you have between my body feels like this. Instead, it's like, oh, body, these sensations of feeling tired, they aren't you. Okay, so right now, what's one sensation that you have in your form?
Pain.
What's that, PJ?
Pain.
Okay. So.
Back pain. Yeah.
Back pain. Okay. So just allow yourself in this moment.
Yes. That's a bad extra.
Okay. We're just going to work with that because that will work on everyone. So pick your one thing, whatever that is. Okay. And just don't try to give it any attention. You already know what it is. It's cool. Okay, now bring your awareness into this field of infinite possibilities. There you go. Even further into the field of infinite possibilities. There you go. Letting yourself just fall into, all that vibrating, infinite everything. Okay, and take a deep breath, moving your awareness and your being and your head up into this cosmic energy so that that's where all this is happening. It's all way up here. So go ahead and take a deep breath. Bringing your head all the way into infinite, 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 infinite. There we go. All the way across. There we go. And your kind of whole system is now, like, all up here is just total cosmic, total spacious. There we go. Now from all the way up here, tell that part of your body and tell your body, right? I know that you are infinite possibilities.
I know that you are infinite possibilities.
As you keep your awareness up into this infinite possibility, because what happens, here's what happens. You are a magical creator of your own experience in every moment. Okay, so everything that you look at, in essence, you believe in. So if you bring your awareness in the infinite possibilities, and then when you go to look at the pain, quote unquote pain, it's not even real. It's not even something your body's experiencing. It doesn't belong to your body. It needs you to see it as infinite possibilities and to breathe that infinite possibilities back in so that it can have freedom from that field, right? So that's what it needs from you. So when you go, oh, here's the pain, in essence, you're going, I believe in it already, right? And since you're a magical creator, you'll actually maintain it in place. So it's really important actually just to keep your awareness into this field of infinite possibilities and let yourself fall into the whole thing being a dream. Because in dreams, you're not like, you know, it's like nothing is real. Well, that's what is happening here when you let yourself be it. So what if pain was a dream that you had associated yourself and your body with that you can now just wake up from?
Perfect.
Okay. The thing is, you have to be willing to wake up 100,000,000,000% and totally wake up, or else it'll kind of keep getting experience. And the way I don't actually even see pain as pain. It's like, if anything, I see it as old information releasing, like, or shift. Like, I don't see it in the same way. It feels like a moving energy for me. So it's like, I don't go, oh, that's painful or hurtful. If I do, I go picture a stop sign, be in the is, and then allow the shift to actually take place. Because all that's happening is your body's just shifting and moving into a new world. So as you look at it, because if you look at pain, you've associated pain as being bad. So you basically connected your is body, the infinite possibilities body, up with the illusion. And you're saying this thing that you're sensing from the illusion that I've connected you to is a bad thing. Right? When you do that, you're a magical creator. Now you're experiencing the bad thing. You've defined yourself as the bad thing. And now your body, which is a field of infinite possibilities, is having to pretend to experience the quote unquote bad thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so bring your awareness up. You're getting it, even if you feel like you're not getting it. And if you feel like, whoa, that just went crazy over my head, just go back and re-listen to this and you'll get it on the second take, because it is a whole new thing that we're opening up right now. So go ahead and bring your awareness up into this field of infinite possibilities, into high vibrating, every molecule spinning and playing and spinning and playing and just having a really good time up there. Just being infinite, right? Totally free, just completely free. So feel this energy of this is. Okay. This vibration of infinite possibilities is the true vibration of your body.
Oh, I guess that's what I was feeling. And then you said that what I'm sensing isn't in my body, but what I'm sensing in my body is this amazing activity and lightness.
Cool. Awesome.
And
thanks.
Movement and
yeah.
It doesn't feel like an up. It feels like a coming in.
Good. So sorry about words, and I'll clarify. So when I was saying what you're sensing in your body is if you're sensing any density, if you're sensing any pain, if you're sensing any disharmony, that's not your body.
Right. You said the word experience and that confused me.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it now.
Okay,
cool.
Good. Thanks for the clarification, because that probably confused other people too. So there we go. So just allow yourself to feel into this, what your body really feels like, and discover, oh my God, body, this is what you really feel like. You're a field of infinite possibilities. Oh my God. That's what you are. Oh, wow. You're not that other stuff. You're a field of infinite possibilities. Wow. And let yourself kind of rise and feel into that, rise and feel into that, or let that come in. Like the last one was just saying, just let that kind of flood in. Let yourself merge with that. Just allow that to be, oh my God, you are infinite. There you go. Now it's starting to, feels like it's starting to come into your experience, come into your body. So just allow your whole body and your whole energy system to merge with, Oh my God, body. You're infinite possibilities. Wow. You exist as infinite possibilities. You feel infinite possibilities. You are infinite possibilities. You're a field of infinite possibilities. I know that you are infinite possibilities. I know that. I feel that. I feel you vibrating as infinite possibilities. I realize that the experiences from the illusion, those experiences, I define them as being part of you, but they're not you. You are not them. You're you. I let you be you. Right? I give you total permission to inhabit the space of infinite possibility. So right now, give your body. Body, I give you total permission.
Body, I give you total permission.
To inhabit the field of infinite possibilities. Okay, so what?
Rika, may I say something?
Hold on, real quick, PJ. What they're bringing into me is they're showing me that if your body was being and reflecting infinite possibilities, you wouldn't feel like you were alive.
Oh. Huh? Wow.
Yeah, like there's something actually about letting go of all solidity in your body that would make you feel like you didn't exist and you weren't alive. So would you guys be willing to let go of everything you put in your body that is your definition of life that has you feel like you're living?
Yeah.
Even the good ones and the bad ones, because even the good ones become the glass ceiling, right? So go ahead and take a deep breath. Allowing us to just let go of all definitions of life. Oh my God, life is not what I thought it was. I rescind all of my ideas about what life is and what life feels like. And I just allow that to all be released so that I can experience life as infinite possibilities.
Yes.
Wow, that is really working.
Wow, that is huge.
Yes. Another deep breath, breathing that in. There you go, letting that happen. Oh, there you go. And now letting it be that it has always been. And letting it be that it will always be this way. Okay, so they're showing me something else too right now. In order for this transition to really be like the isness, like just, oh, wow, now it is. There's this, what they're saying is you've been seeing through your mind instead of seeing through your being.
Ah.
So there's a way in which you see yourself that doesn't allow you to be a vessel, an embodiment of magic, right? Because you see it through your mind. So you're like, oh, I believe in these wrinkles, you know, all the ways in which you see the world around you and you see yourself that wants to shake off right now, all those projections, right? So would you be willing to see you through your being's eyes, through your...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Permanently.
There you go. Now just breathe that in. Allow yourself to see your true self. Letting go of all your investment in the not true self. There you go. And falling deep, 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 deep into that. Very, very important right now that you don't let your mind take over. You just keep, there we go. Fall into your being. Fall into your being, how your being sees you. There you go. Even how your being sees this illusion. How your being sees your body. Keep keep falling into that? Keep falling into that. There we go. Keep falling into that. Keep falling into that even more. There we go. And now let it come into this being that I am of infinite possibilities is all that is. There we go. And this is all that I could ever see anything through. There you go. Letting it expand, letting it be, letting yourself merge with it. How could I ever see anything as anything but infinite possibilities? Because that's what it is. Even when it presents itself as something other than that, do you realize that when you choose to see it as infinite, it gets to be set free? Every molecule, every energy wants to be God. It wants to feel God. It wants to embody God. So when you see it as God, as the field of infinite possibilities, as magic and everything, it's like your being's eyes set those molecules free into a beautiful universe, and they get to be seen. And you'll actually start feeling the gratitude from the molecules for being seen by you in, quote unquote, inanimate objects. Because there's nothing inanimate about anything. Okay, just take a deep breath. There's a lot that's flushing out of your system right now. And just have a big release of like, and let that new come in. Oh, let yourself merge with that new field of infinite possibilities, just going, oh my God, it's all infinite. I choose to, and let's actually do this together. This is going to really assist you guys into fully embodying and moving into that magic, okay? So I choose to see myself. My body and my experience and my life experience as a field of infinite possibilities. Beautiful. There you go. Let's do that one more time just to really sink it in. I choose to see myself, my body, and my life experience.
I choose to see myself, my body, and my life experience as a field of infinite possibilities.
Beautiful. Let's do that one more time. I choose to see myself, my body, and my life experience, and my life. You could add that in. My life and my life experience.
I choose to see my body, my life, and my life as a field of infinite possibilities.
Oh my God, that's so big. We're going to do it one more time because we added my life, and so it's shifting your past into infinite, which is good. Yeah. It's all happening, okay? I choose to see myself and really own this, because the more and more you own it, you are the creator of you. You're the one that gets to dictate, this is what is, and this is what I'm no longer playing with, right? So the more you really just own this and allow yourself to really go, you know what? Absolutely yes. Seriously, it's already happening. It'll just, just be amazing, okay? So I choose to see and experience my life.
Could you say that just through one time, this whole thing without really repeating it? Because I'm not missing some part of it.
Yeah, no problem. I choose to see, and you may want to write this down because it's like, I mean, it's doing so much for you guys. It's just awesome. I choose to see and experience. My life?
An experience.
My life experience. Myself.
Myself.
And my body.
And my body.
Yeah, you could even put, and the world around me.
And the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibilities.
Okay. Thank you.
Whew.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
The whole thing again.
Okay. I choose to see and experience my life.
I choose to see and experience my life.
My life experience.
My life experience.
Myself.
Myself.
My body.
My body.
And the world around me.
And the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibilities.
Field of infinite possibilities.
Holy Moses. This is awesome. Okay, so let's move on to the next is statement together. And this is just so freaking awesome. It's just cool. Okay. So I deserve to see and experience.
My life.
My life.
My life experience.
My experience.
My body.
My body.
Myself.
Myself.
And the world around me.
The world around me.
As infinite possibilities.
As an infinite possibility.
Okay, and again, I deserve to see and experience my life experience.
I deserve to see and experience my body,
and the world around me as infinite possibility.
As
an infinite possibility.
And I noticed the first one, when someone asked you to repeat it, was as a field of. Is that?
Oh, you know what? I would play with all of them and see what resonates the most. But the, you know, the energy of it is you're in this energetic everything of infinite possibility. So whatever feels like it resonates. Yeah.
Right.
It kind of was resonating awesome with the first thing of what I choose as a field, and then I deserve as a, just as infinite, just bam. It's kind of cool, and I wondered if that was intentional, but I guess it sort of went
that way. You know, what I love about it is that you can take all this stuff and, like, do little tweaks and modifications and stuff that really just bam you, whatever that is. So it's good. It's good.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, so let's do this again. I deserve, and really, with the deserving, you're going, I claim my universe. And frickin', yeah, I frickin' deserve it. Like, I'm amazing. And it's not even from deserving from the old world. It's like, this is me. You know? Of course I deserve to be myself, right? So I deserve to feel and experience. Oh, I deserve to see and experience.
To be and experience.
God, we could add to that, couldn't we? I deserve to see, feel, experience, and be.
Okay, whoa.
See, feel, experience, and be.
That's okay. I deserve to feel,
See and experience. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, in myself. My life experience.
My life experience.
My body.
My body.
And the world around me.
And the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibility.
As a field of infinite possibility.
Woo! Okay. Oh my God. Amazing.
Right into the ears. Into the ears.
Totally. Totally. Okay. So let's do that again. This is so like full on. It's like hard to even like remember what word was the last word before the first, like. Okay. So I deserve to see, feel, experience, and be.
I deserve to
see and experience.
For myself, my life.
For myself, my life.
My life experience.
My life experience.
My body.
My life. My body.
And the world around me.
And
the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibilities.
As a field of
infinite possibilities.
Boy. Okay, so let's move on to the next is statement. This is like just awesome. It's so good.
Okay. Go, girl.
I can experience, feel, see, and be.
I can experience,
feel, and be.
And be.
My in myself, my life.
My life
experience.
My life experience.
My body and the world around me.
My body and the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibilities.
As a field
of infinite possibilities.
There you go. Now, what's really cool is the I choose is putting you guys in alignment with it. Right? The I deserve is bringing you into the being of it. The I can is delivering the energetic how. Can you guys feel that? So it's when you're saying I can, you're acknowledging that you can live from here, which is in essence hooking you up vibrationally to I can't, like it's that energetic how of. Because you're connecting yourself to the part of you that knows that you already can, which that is the energetic how. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I can.
Right.
It already is.
Yes, you can because it already is. Exactly. Okay.
And it includes choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I can see, feel, experience, and be.
I can.
See, feel, experience, and be. For myself, my life, my life experience.
For myself, my life experience.
My body and the world around me.
My body and the world around me.
As a field of infinite possibilities.
As a field of infinite possibility.
Infinite possibility. Can we say that again, Rika?
Yeah, we got one more time with it. Oh, boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Woo! Doesn't it feel so good to say I can? It's like, I can. Like, yeah.
I can.
I am.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so guys ready? I can see, feel, experience, and be. For myself, my life, my life experience. My body and the world around me. As a field of infinite possibilities. You can.
Force. Oh, it is.
Okay, so let's move into the next is statement, which is I am. Okay? So
I am
a field of infinite possibilities.
I am a field of infinite possibilities.
Wow.
Woohoo! Woo! Ooh, that might be cool. Okay, so I am a field of infinite possibilities.
I am a field of infinite possibilities.
That I get to feel, see, be, and experience in every moment.
That I get to feel every moment, every experience, every moment.
Woo!
So it is. Every moment.
And so it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Can you repeat that?
Yes, sure. I am a field of infinite possibilities.
Hi. And everybody be quiet, just that we could just say it one time so that we can get the feeling.
Okay, I'll do it one time through, and then you guys can write it down, and then you guys can repeat it. So I am a field of infinite possibilities that I get to see, feel, experience, and be in every moment.
Perfect. Thank you.
Every
moment.
There we go. We should probably, let's add now on that. Okay, so I am a field of infinite possibilities that I get to feel, see, experience, and be now.
I am a field of infinite possibilities that I can see, be, experience now.
Now.
Wow.
Oh.
Woo-wee. Oh, it's so good. Beautiful. Okay, so the next part of that, now that the amness of infinite possibilities is just amming, right? This is the way it is. This is the way it always has been. Okay, so let's see. Let's start with this. This is the way it is.
I
have always been infinite possibilities.
I have always been infinite possibilities.
I will always be infinite possibilities.
I will always be infinite possibilities.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Beautiful.
Whoa. Oh boy, if that doesn't put it into your being, boy, I don't know.
It's like, whoa.
There you go. Oh. I am a field of infinite possibilities.
I am a field of infinite possibilities.
This is the way it is.
This
is the way it has always been.
This is the way it has always been.
And this is the way it will always be.
And so it is.
Woo! Yeah. Okay, one more time. I am a field of infinite possibilities. This is the way it is.
This is the way it is.
I have always been a field of infinite possibilities.
I have always been a field of infinite possibilities.
I will always be a field of infinite possibilities.
I will always be a field of infinite possibilities.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we need to talk.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, so the last is statement that really just, now we've got it into the being, right? And that the total, like, just fullness of it. It's like almost like, and so it is, it's like the solidification of it. Now we get to move into the gratitude for it, which is where even more magic begins, like crazy lighting up. Okay, so I am grateful for the field of infinite possibilities.
I am grateful for the field of infinite possibilities.
That I get to feel, experience, be, and see in every, well, see in every moment of now.
I get to feel, experience, be, and see in every moment of now.
There you go. Allow yourself to energetically, yeah, just to feel into, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this, because this is the end of, yeah, all separation, right? It's like,
right.
Oh my God, I see everything as a field of experience of infinite possibilities. I experience it all as infinite possibilities. So no more defined experience. I get to be in the flow of God experience of everything that is. It's like, right? So feel into the magic and the life and the gratitude that you have for holding this. Because when you acknowledge you are this and you be this in the world, everything around you raises to the highest order with zero effort.
Love it. I love it. And I love the fact of giving it over to letting that God force work through me. I don't have to do anything. I just have to let that do its thing.
Exactly. Okay.
Oh my God. What a freeing experience that is.
So keep your awareness on that. Infinite possibilities that you is. There we go. I am grateful for
one
the
one more time.
I am great. I'm grateful for the infinite possibilities. That I get to feel, see, experience, and be in every moment of now. Oh, that's good. Just go ahead and take a deep breath.
Thank you.
Woo! Okay, one more time. I am grateful for the field of infinite possibilities.
I am grateful for the field of infinite possibilities.
That I get to feel, see, experience, and be in every moment of now.
In every moment of now.
There we go. And just fall into that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so good. It's so great. I'm so grateful. This is so amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God. I get to live in God. Oh, this is so good. And everything is God. And it all feels like infinite possibilities because it all is. Oh my God. That's so good. And just feel into the beingness of that gratitude of, and how blessed you feel for it, right? Like, oh my God, what a blessing to be given this gift, to be able to see and feel and be and experience from the field of infinite possibilities that actually is. This is amazing. This is amazing.
It's definitely a different dimension.
Woo! Beautiful, beautiful.
Revisiting this, I felt like I had to stand up and walk across the room.
Yeah.
I walked across the room without crutches for the first time in months.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
God, feel that.
All right.
That's awesome.
Go, girl.
It's fun to be infinite possibilities in a field of infinite possibilities.
Oh,
it's just, it's awesome. It's like, oh my God. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Wow. So good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a good moment. It's a good moment.
I knew this was coming.
Yes. Yep. Infinite, were the vessels of infinite possibilities returning to Earth.
Yay.
We're like handing out.
This is wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my God. I know, it's just been really awesome. I love it. I love it. It feels so like, oh God, thank goodness. I feel like we're walking around handing out these like infinite possibility cards. You know, we're like, here, give it to the world. Give it to the world. This is what's really happening. And everyone's like, bing, bong, 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 like exploding into, oh, I can have and be everything. Oh my God. I am it all. Oh my God. This is so awesome. This separation is real. Yay.
I need a card. I need to write up a card. That'd be great to carry a card around.
Yes.
Here's
yeah.
my card.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So, you guys ready to get started again?
I have been waiting this all my life.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Yep. So, just take a deep breath and. Everywhere you thought you went to the bathroom alone, you didn't. We were all with you. It's very funny,
joy,
too,
joy,
because
joy.
Infinite possibilities was like, I'm a field of infinite possibilities. And I'm like, how do I go pee? Like, it's like, I can't figure out how to do this. Hey, exactly. Okay, so everybody just take a deep breath, kind of coming back together, bringing yourselves back into this moment with all of us, feeling all this beautiful infinite possibility energy. Awesome. Oh, boy. Okay.
All I can do is laugh.
Okay, so let's start sort of advancing. Now that you guys are just being this infinite possibility energy, let's start advancing our conversation into all of these different talents and abilities to awaken all these different amazing things in you that really are here and can be played with from here, right? So, okay, so.
Think of the possibilities.
Exactly. Okay, so, all right, so they're kind of giving me this question to give to you. Okay, so this is good. All right. So if you were God observing, so let's first talk about remote viewing, okay? So
okay, cool.
You all have the capacity to remote view. It's not minus.
Can you explain what that is exactly?
What's that? Remote viewing would be allowing you to see from a different perspective, right? So you get to basically view anything in the world, anything.
Cool.
And you know what's neat too is that you actually have, you don't have remote viewing in this moment, you have remote viewing in all moments. And you
right.
also have the capacity to follow different lines of existence into future moments of remote viewing and view potential futures. And you also have the ability to, so yeah. So you basically have omni remote viewing.
In other words, you can see everything.
Yes. Yeah, you can see everything. Okay, so first off, just take a deep breath and just accept that you can. Of course, I'm infinite. Since when did infinite not include something?
No barriers.
Right? Since when did the field of infinite possibility not include something? So I am infinite. I'm a field of infinite possibilities. In a field of infinite possibilities, that includes all possibilities from all phases of existence, from all dimensions, from all. Okay, so if, how would God remote view? Like, what are the qualities that God would embrace and be in remote viewing? You can say God of the angels, whatever, but they want me to bring forward sort of a map for you guys, because your capacities are infinitely gifted to you in a field of infinite possibilities as you're being these, the essence of this. And you might find that if you tap into any form of separation on accident, start doing it from there, you'll find that they kind of get taken away from you very quickly. Okay, so if you were God or the angels, remote viewing, what would be your platform? Where would you come from? What are the elements that you'd need to embody, or that you would embody as God or the angels, remote viewing?
Clarity, peace.
Peace. Did you say peace?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So what, when you're being peace with something, what is that?
Calmness. Confidence. Love.
Okay.
Loving. Love, yeah.
So yeah, loving and peace.
Being out of your, out of the mind.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Magic.
Magic. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, at this point in the field of infinite possibilities, what's interesting is even being out of the mind, it's like when you're in this, you don't even think about the mind. So
right.
It's like,
no thinking.
That's kind of like another element of looking at the not versus looking at the is. So we want to bring in these qualities that are looking at the isness, because if you keep your attention on the isness, you're going to keep experiencing it. If you turn towards, this is like, my mind has to get out of here, then you're going to actually activate that, and then you're going to get pulled out of it, which is why I'm saying
that. Total vision.
Yeah, so all of these aspects are all part of, and just take a deep breath, everyone, because some of your guys' minds are coming in, so it has to be from a place of being. It has to be from a place of receiving the information, not thinking up the information, and that's what will carry the resonance, and that will also shift people when you say it. Okay, so what happens is when you guys are tied into this, you know, the angels and God, and you get that, this goes into the group and goes, the mind stuff goes into the group, and the minds are like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to do it from here, right? And so it kind of, it messes with the energy just a little bit. So go ahead and take a deep breath. Allow yourself to really listen and feel as you're like, hey, God and the angels, like, what is the foundation of functioning within remote viewing? How do you guys be with that? Like, where do you come from? Show me those energies. So we've got loving, right? And when you're being loving, do you want anything to be any different?
No.
No. Okay. Huge thing. Yes. You can't actually remote view with an agenda.
Gotcha.
Right? Because you're not allowed to.
You can just see, basically.
What was that, PJ?
You can just see.
Yeah, you can just see, exactly. You can just witness. As soon as you get into the agenda with it, you'll get pulled out of it in a second. Either that, or it will start, it'll start being an illusion instead of being what is.
Rika?
Yeah.
Where do you remote, when you're having this expanded, this unlimited infinite vision, where in your body does it actually emanate from? Is it like your third eye? Is it your heart? Is it both? Everything?
Everything, yeah. That actually feels a little too defining. It's sort of like, and the other thing is everyone is different with it. So what you'll do is you'll be like, okay, cool. I wonder what's going on in wherever, Syria, you know, whatever. Or I wonder what's going on with my friend or whatever. And you can actually remote view everything that's happening. Even though, because right now you guys already feel it. You guys already get it. But okay, so, okay, that's really interesting. Okay, so here's the piece that you guys are going to need to be or remember in this, like really in a big way. Because as I started saying that, you guys started getting information from the field of separation. It's like, and I'm like, wait, how did that transfer over? All I said was when you go to view a friend and then this kind of other information came in. So you guys are so used to remote viewing the illusion that you're looking from there.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh.
Okay.
It's like so, I get it, but my brain hasn't accepted it.
Yes, which is cool. Allow your being to show your mind how to function here because your being already knows. Your mind would be like, what? Right? But your being's like, I can feel it and sense it, and I know there's no separation, and here I am, and I am this vessel of God. And you start getting these whispers of energy, and you start seeing stuff, and you start whatever, you start having your experience with it. So the first piece we got is that you're an observer. So you're not allowed to have an agenda. Okay?
Right.
And then the second piece that the guidance was just showing me is that you have to be willing to see from the is instead of seeing from the not.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Right. So go ahead and take a deep breath and allow yourself to embrace that you can always see from the is. It is a choice that you have in every moment. And you are fully supported in that because that is truly what is. The other stuff is where you're watching the movie and then you jump into the movie, right? So what they want to get you to do is to watch the movie and realize the movie's just a movie and it has nothing, and it has nothing to do with you. So just take a deep breath and just kind of releasing all that we just went on just now and just allowing all the space to just be here, all that infinite possibility yumminess. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So in speaking about the remote viewing, we started asking what or how would God or the angels actually remote view? Because in order to embody that level of ability and, yeah, ability, we actually have to be pure love. We can't carry separation into something like remote viewing because if we had that ability and we had separation, we would become very powerful within the illusion. And God and the angels doesn't want us to be powerful within the illusion. It wants us to be the God energy that we are. It wants us to be everything that actually is. So does that kind of make sense from an energetic standpoint?
Yes.
Yeah. And with this remote viewing too, is it if you come in with an agenda, you would start shifting their timeline, shifting their course, right? You're not allowed to shift anybody else's course. You're only allowed to invite them to shift their own course. Okay, so everywhere. Okay, and what they're showing me also is there's this, in essence, what's going on is you are infusing the I, the identity, into something, right? Versus letting the I and the identity going, observing as God and the angels, and just witnessing for the play and the joy of having infinite capacity to witness. Right? So I can feel or hear your mind's kind of going, well, why would you want to have the infinite capacity to witness, right? Don't you want to
I have the question, too. I want to know what's the point. Why would you want to do that?
Okay, but Morgan, just for a second, it's totally where I'm going, right? So just, yeah, because I can feel that the talking over is getting hard for people. So just take a deep breath. Realize I can read your mind. I already hear you. And I'm already answering the question, so it's good. Just take a deep breath. Allow yourself to relax. Because I don't want to have the friction on the call either. I want all of you guys to be heard and seen in the way that you should be heard and seen, which is this beautiful, amazing gift. It just so happens that under these circumstances, you guys can't raise your hands and I can't call on you. I can't see you. So yeah, so we're just going to kind of relax and allow ourselves to honor each other, all of the spaces that are here. all the infinite possibilities that are here, all the, yeah. Okay, take a deep breath. Release, relax. There we go. Cool. Okay. So with a remote viewing, the being able to view, right, and not have an agenda, and the minds were saying, but wait, well, why would you even do it? Now, that is the mind's, it's like the mind's rat race, the mind's standard operating procedure, okay? The mind's standing operating procedure is, let me do, let me do, let me do, let me do. So that was your mind actually saying, but I want to do something. But you have to, as a being, go, well, guess what, mind? What I'm asking you to do here is nothing. Right? Because your being knows a lot more about these other dimensions and these other talents and abilities and other ways of being than your mind does. Does that make sense, you guys?
Yeah. All
right. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So let's just take a deep breath and give our mind the option. One of the options of our mind to do is nothing. Okay, that is something. It's called nothing. Okay, so you've got all the ability for your mind to do all the somethings, and you also have the ability for your mind to do nothing, and that is something. And you will have to give it that assignment sometimes. Okay, so right now, give your mind the assignment of doing nothing. There you go. Cool. Awesome. Okay, so let's just take a deep breath. Release. Fall into that field of infinite possibility of magic. There we go. Of the isness that is. Of the gratitude for being the infinite possibilities. The gratitude for experiencing the infinite possibilities. The gratitude for feeling and being and seeing and experiencing all. I love this. It's infinite possibility. It's beautiful. Okay. So right now, let's practice remote viewing, okay? So pick someone in your world, right, that you just want to go see what they're doing. Okay? And let's ask for God and the angels to actually help you out with being all the energies that you would really need to be with this, to not tie in the illusion, right? Because that limits our capacity. So just take a deep breath and receive from God and the angels as they take your hand. And they actually show you in this beautiful field of infinite possibilities, this party energy, right? Where they're calling you to a greater party. There you go. That's helping. Okay. They're calling you to a greater party. And now you're saying, hey, I'm wondering what this person is up to. Cool, huh? So how many of you guys got some information on that person?
No.
Good.
I did. Okay. I did.
Good. Cool. Okay. So who was the person that said no?
Sandy.
Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Okay. Who are you asking about?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, so take, oh, God, that's a loaded weapon right there.
Well, what I've got was just the feeling of her being just peaceful and happy and nothing specific.
Cool, okay. That's okay. That's really okay, okay?
Okay.
So that's okay. And then also, but the thing is, with someone like, someone who's close to you, like your daughter or whatever, you're a mom, she's a daughter, there's like all this stuff in between. And just realize that the more stuff, the harder it is. Like for people that remote view for the government or whatever, it's like they could never work on something that was that they were tied to.
Got it. You get the emotions in there.
Because you get the emotions in there. So you don't really get a clear read because you've got all this information. So just take a deep breath and just kind of release the information.
Okay.
Because you also probably have the perspective of, I want, maybe want her to be happy. So you might be reading that instead of reading what really is.
Okay.
Right? Because what happens is our illusion then creates the landscape. So if we have beliefs or ideas, we then read everything through those beliefs and ideas. So is there someone that you like don't really know, don't really have really association, maybe with somebody at work where, or you hardly have contact with them? Like, just pick someone who you don't really know.
Okay, I have someone.
Okay. Okay, now ask for guidance in the angels to just kind of bring you to their party.
Okay.
Of showing you what is going on there.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's evening here. I see her eating dinner, and I can see what's in her plate.
How cool is that?
Oh, that's funny.
It is funny, isn't it? So this, in essence, you guys, is what happens also. I just want to bring this forward in your life. So when you have all those connections and ties and cords, you see how it completely limits your capacity to observe. And if you had all knowing and all observation and all being and all presence, do you see how that would invite your daughter to a whole new universe? So every time we get connected, we really lose our abilities and we start interacting in the illusion instead of, oh, I see it. I can see what's on our plate. Oh my God. Like, right. Which is pretty awesome. So congratulations. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Take a deep breath. Woo! Okay. So, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like, truly, of course you can remote view. You are infinite possibilities in a field of infinite possibilities, right? And when you're being infinite possibilities, experiencing infinite possibilities, present for infinite possibilities, since none of the possibilities mean anything, they're not significant, they don't mean anything to you, you are the energy of is or God that's experiencing this and being present with it. Right? You see that you can have access to any piece of information because it's all ones and zeros. It's all information. It's not emotional information. It's not information that you want to be different. It's none of that. It's just information. So that's the way to access that is to by letting go of all the importance and significance and cords and all that stuff. When you do that, you can actually have connection to this remote viewing and this all knowing. Is that cool?
Wow.
Okay. So what other talents and abilities would you guys like to play with? How do you guys realize that you can, in essence, well, okay. So first off, you can't use these talents and abilities maliciously, right? Or to hurt people, or else they will pretty much instantaneously get taken away from you, just so you know. Okay. So how many of you guys realize that you can actually put thoughts into people's heads?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do you actually do that? So it was funny. Me and John were actually at a restaurant the other night, and there was these people that were there, and there was only one table outside, and we both wanted to sit outside. So the woman, the hostess, asked these people, where do you want to sit? And both me and John in our heads at the same time went inside because we wanted to sit outside. And so the guy goes, I want to sit inside. And we're like, oh, that was easy. And then we get to go sit outside. Now, it's like it's harmless. It's not that if we sat inside, it was going to be so much worse and outside's going to be so much better. It was like, it's like a, it's just like a really light, magical sort of preference. When you're playing in that playful world, you can play with all of it. But if you're like wanting to do it because you hate these people, because they stink, is not going to work. Does that make sense?
Sorry.
Yeah. If you're like, oh my God, these people smell, I need to get as far away from them as possible and they're disgusting and gross, you're probably not going to be able to do it because you're not functioning from that playful vibration of what is. So, and the other thing is that we did it from a place of being, we did it from a place of inserting into the matrix, like this way, right? Which is really easy to do. We didn't do it from a place of our minds trying to prove that we could do it. We didn't do it from a place of anything. We just did it from a place of course, we can orchestrate this. Just like you do on the, have you guys ever like driven on the freeway and there's somebody who is not bright and they can't, they're not aware of you. So inside their head, you went, I'm right here. And they go, oh, there they are. And then they don't hit you. So you guys have been doing this. You've been maneuvering physical reality ever since you got here. Putting thoughts in people's heads is the same type of thing. And it's more like you have full awareness of everything and you're moving it into the order that you're, that's in your flow and in the flow of the, right? Okay. So there's an energy that's coming up here. And this is a really, really great one to address. And it's this energy of, oh my God, if I had all these talents and abilities, then I would use them against, or I'm not allowed to have them and know I could use them. Like I can't have my choice behind it. Can you guys feel that that energy is coming in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is that in your old world, when you've done this and it's turned out bad, there's been lots of separation and ego in place. Okay. You'll notice right. when there's separation and ego, because you're invested in the outcome of what you're creating. When you're not invested, it just is this way. You just go is, and it does. Yeah.
What I was finding when I was driving was that when there was no force, when it was just relaxed, there was just this ease. That was when, you know, cars would move over and they would notice that I was there. The whole road just cleared in front of me because there was no force.
Yeah.
It was just this relaxed calm, and it occurred from there.
That's cool. Now it doesn't mean that it has to eliminate that if it's a little bit more abrupt because they're about to like hit someone or something. So just know it doesn't have to come from that place, but it can.
Okay. Cool.
That way you can have that accessible talent ability. You don't think, oh, if I use this, then it's going to get something. Because there really is a clarity and a directness in the isness that you can use where it's like this. And it's like cutting through the illusion into total clarity. And in essence, you're jumping tracks. How many of you guys have done that before too, where you've been driving and say there's an accident that's about to happen in front of you, and all of a sudden it's almost like the slide happens where it goes clunk, clunk, and it never happened. And you're like, the illusion just reset for me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's where the angels and guidance and your higher self, you're not meant to leave the illusion yet because you still have places to be and, you know, everything to embody and more to do here, really, to be here. So you're not allowed to get taken out yet. So they won't let you get taken out.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And you won't let you get taken out. So you go funk, right. funk, and you have a whole new thing happen in front of you. It was like they weren't meant to be in that space and your space at the same time, because you're meant to be here and live here and flourish here and grow here and be everything you're meant to be. So when that happens, all of a sudden there's this nope and whichunk, right? So each of you have that ability too. And what I see in that choice is it's a choice for life. It's a choice for living. It's a choice for being here. And in that moment, you'll feel your being go this way and everything will shift. So interestingly enough, that's the same energy of putting thoughts into people's heads as in the same energy of orchestrating traffic, as in the same energy. It's like you embody such a place of being and presence and awareness. And it's just tough. It's tough to explain because you can't get into I'm superior for doing this, because that won't work. You can only get into I'm a being of God and this is my yes. And when you do that, it's different, right? Then I'm better than you and I get to control you. So with the I'm better than you and I get to control you, that's where it doesn't work and it gets sticky and you get invested in results and proving and stuff. When it's I'm a being of God and this is a yes, then it is. And you can feel the lightness of it. Yeah.
Rika?
Yeah.
Is there a way you can use this to help people?
No.
Okay.
Now... the only reason why I say that is because you came from helping.
Exactly.
Okay, so because, let me show you. Okay, this is really cool. Because you came from, is there a way that I can help people with this? It won't work. If you came from, I'm a being of God, and this is the yes that I'm embodying, then yes. Now, because the thing is,
so what needs to come will come.
Well, one of it is overriding their choice. Let me help people. You're not allowed to do that. But what you are allowed in the energy to do is, I'm a being of God. I'm a field of infinite possibilities. I see the infinite possibilities. I be the infinite possibilities. I experience and feel the infinite possibilities in you and everything. And I see that so much that the person wakes up to see it in themselves. But you can't make them wake up or help them wake up. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. Good. So in essence, yes. But you have to drop the helping and turn it into the being and allow what is to be what is, because their path is their path and they need every part of that path. So if they don't need it, they'll raise to your vibration. If they do need it, they'll stay where they are because they haven't gotten to the place where it's time for them yet. Yeah. Okay.
In other words,
so
don't interfere.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You can only, but the thing is that doesn't, it's tough because in essence, I completely interfere with everything, right? But it's from a place of being, feeling, seeing, and experiencing such joy in the field of infinite possibilities and love and lightness and God that people can't help but feel more God around me. But you'll only be able to feel what you and your experience are ready for in your evolution into the God that you are. And when I make you guys choose, it's giving the freedom to yourself to reroute your whole system to feel more and feel more and feel more. Okay. So there was somebody else that had a question.
Yes, this is Maria.
Hi, Marina.
Hi. Hi. Yes, this, what you said, if you could clarify a bit more about this, when it doesn't work, when you come from having power over someone with superiority and ego.
Yeah.
It's like, for example, like if I was like 10 years ago with this spiritual group and this leader. I had lots of capacities with energy and magic, and there was a lot of amazing things going on, but he was also like using the women. He was a pedophile and was, you know, sent to GTA. And how does that, you know, equate?
Okay. Was there a question in there? Or.
Yes, like you said something about the, when you use it for your own like power over people, something that the magic won't work.
Okay.
But in this case, I mean, this is an example of when it really worked, even when it came from like the ego and, you know, abuse and those energies, and it really worked for him for a while at least to do this. And so how, if you could clarify a bit more around.
Okay, but the only thing is, he's not here. We have nothing to do with him.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't have anything to do with you. So what's your question?
But I would like to know more about this because it doesn't make sense that it doesn't. Sometimes what you said about.
I see. Okay.
That
so
you have to come from.
So what you haven't realized is that everybody's in choice. So the people that are doing being pedophiled or whatever, you know, it's like the people that are playing that other role have actually already chosen it. So it's like all of that. It's not that there are victims and all that stuff. That doesn't exist. So in essence, he doesn't have power over anything. Those people have already chosen to be a part of that, even if they're 6 years old or 2 years old. So that's the part that you're missing in that. Right. So he's not having power over. This is something that was already orchestrated. So but that's a whole nother class. So take a deep breath. Yeah. So just know also when your mind is going, but this isn't so because of this person outside of me, there's probably stuff in your system that has to do with that, whether or not whether you've either been abused or that's happened to you or it's happened to you in other lifetimes, or there's some way in which your energy is tied up into it. Even if you think this is wrong, your energy is tied up into it. See, I don't see anything as being wrong. Everything is a field of infinite possibilities. right? And infinite possibilities isn't wrong or right or good or bad. It's just literally infinite. And I'm willing to see so much infinite in the possibilities that the right is no longer right and the wrong is no longer wrong. It's all just infinite.
Lisa, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Jennifer. Sometimes I notice that I'm getting a guidance or I'm getting a feeling, and it's like an awareness, for example, like in a bathroom, you know, and I'll be like, this, you know, something will grab my attention,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll be the one that's dirty, you know? And so I'm like, I feel like I've felt myself wrong for trusting my instincts, because I always go to the one that, like, my guides are warning me about versus the one that is supposed to be better. I just, how can I guess, be more in tune with,
interesting,
with the knowing that's going to help me versus the knowing that's going to, you know, lead me down a weird path.
Okay, so what it feels like is you're looking for answers.
Uh-huh.
So if you're looking for answers, you actually believe that an answer is going to be your way out, and that probably transcends into lots of the parts of your life. So it's kind of like from this other world of infinite possibilities meets infinite possibilities, and this communication with everything, it's more like an energetic direction. So the thing is, this energetic direction is more natural to you and is more... You do it more of the time than you do the other thing. It's just sometimes you head trip yourself into this other thing and then think you can't trust you. But there's been lots of moments in your life where you followed the energetics of it and it's turned out amazing. So just realize that energy to energy is the communication. And when you go to, let me test this thing to prove that you're always going to be screwed.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. And you can see how the testing to prove is totally coming from the ego. Now, this morning, actually, one of these earrings, one of the little sapphire stones actually kind of fell out of it. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then I'm like, so guidance, you know, I'm like, can we bring this back in? Guidance was like, sure. And so they're like, look in here. And I looked in there and I'm like, oh, there it is. Right. And then the cognitive mind was like, well, was that magic or was it already there? And I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
Why would I care? Right. So it's like you kind of have to check yourself and check your mind, because your mind's probably going to do those little things. And you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's all magic. It disappearing or reappearing is all magic. It's already magic. You know what I mean? Instead of the whole thing of, let me prove to see if I can, and if I can't, then that means, because that's that old world that will take away your talents and abilities and then keep you in the kind of hamster cage trying to prove the same thing over and over again. Whenever you're trying to prove something, you believe that you're not, and so you're going to create that as not happening.
Right. Wow. Okay. Thank you. That just kind of blew my lid a little bit. Blew my world open. Thank you.
That's good, wonderful. Good.
Rita?
Yeah.
Rita?
Yeah.
What I've been doing when I'm catching myself with a knot is going into the isness of having, and maybe that's the I am statement, but
yeah.
It's just like moving into the sense of, okay, like we were hunting mushrooms, it hasn't rained here, and there's no, everybody says no mushrooms, so... We were hiking and we just went into having them and we found
exactly.
I mean, not everywhere. We have platefuls of them.
Yep.
And it's just like going into, but not, it's not like an ego thing of moving or I have to. It's kind of without attachment, but just seeing myself cooking mushrooms, they start popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's that having. That you talked about for me is helping me with the isness versus the not.
You know, this is cool too, because you just showed me in the energetics another kind of indicator for them to play with, and that is, so yes, absolutely. What one of the things that we've been playing with in the other classes is really moving into the isness and the having of it, and not even giving any attention to the not, like like what the people say, there's no mushrooms or whatever. So she's like, I'm just being in the isness and I'm having it. So in being in the isness and shifting that 180 degrees into I already have it, I already am it, which is those statements that we, you know, I choose to have this, I can have this, or I choose to have this, I deserve this, I am. And then it is, and then I'm grateful for, right? So those will take you from wherever you are into this, bam, and everything just is, right? So as you're being in that is, if there's joy in the is.
I choose to have this, I can have this, or I choose to have this, I deserve this, I am, and then it is, and then I'm grateful for, right? So those will take you from wherever you are into this, bam, and everything just is, right? So as you're being in that is, if there's joy in the is to have this, I can have this, or I choose to have this, I deserve this.
Something's happening. Are you there, Nicole?
I am. And then it is, and then I'm grateful for it, right? So those will take you from wherever you are.
Oh my goodness. Sorry about that. I figured it out.
I was like, was cool. I just logged into Instant Teleseminar. I was like, is she in the bathroom? Or okay, cool. All right, awesome.
No, I was not in the bathroom.
Thanks for figuring it out. okay, cool. So everybody got that piece, right? It's like being in the is. If there's joy in your is, you're out of ego. Okay. It's like joy and ego can't exist in the same world. So if you're having joy in the having, you've eliminated the ego and you're fully in. And that's the same thing with as you're getting into the gifts and the talents and abilities. If there's joy in this, you can't have agenda and joy at the same time. You just have joy. You're like, and joy is whether it is or isn't, you are already having it. It already is. So you see, so there's like this freedom and this joy that shows up. So notice when you have the freedom and joy, that's your alignment with all these talents and abilities and gifts. When you're having the proving, you're actually not in alignment. You're in alignment with separation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good clear piece for you guys. Okay, awesome. So we got the remote viewing, the putting thoughts into people's heads, which is kind of fun and playful. And it's because the thing is, you can do it. You guys do it already. That's the other thing. With everything that you ever think, you put it into everybody else's head. So you're already doing it. You may as well do it to actually allow it to work on sort of like the highest order of infinite possibilities that's possible. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when you guys think like it's fun to do like with your partner because you're like, oh, my God, when you say you're so sexy, they're thinking you're so sexy. So, you know what I mean? Like, there is no separation. There never has been. So as you're choosing to look at which thoughts you engage with, you can allow those thoughts to actually work for you because the people around you are going to think them. Now, there also has been people where they're so distracted and so not present, I can't even put a thought in their head because they are not even, right? So just know that it's not that you have control over everything. You just get to play with things. Okay. So any more questions about the remote viewing, putting thoughts into people's heads, the isness, the have, like all that stuff we've talked about as far as those talents and abilities yet?
I have one comment I'd like to make.
Awesome, Lija, go for it.
So this isn't even about what we're doing. It's about the when you're expressing your flow, yeah, and then the interruptions. And I just had a thought, because it seems like that people are hanging on anxiety and just waiting for this little pause, and we're totally guiding the energy as you bring us along, and then boom, in comes the question. So maybe if you would assure us and all of us anxious little beings inside that you will ask at some moment if there's a question, so people might not be so anxious to push in there. I just thought of that and
okay,
wanted to offer that.
That's a good idea. Absolutely. Now, the only thing is, sometimes it hasn't worked. But the only reason why it hasn't worked is because when we say like, put yourselves, you know, do start to and ask questions, people ask questions about everything, but not the material we're covering. So we've been going back and forth between the two of keeping everyone live and the questions live, which actually keeps it a lot more organic and in line rather than I have this question, I have this question. They're waiting to ask their question of this thing that has nothing to do with, and if they, and it keeps them not present from what we're actually doing. So, you know, it's been a thing. We've been attempting to kind of figure out what would actually work here. So, and, but I appreciate it because, you know, that's a good thing. Because right now I just went.
Well, what you just did.
Worked. Okay.
What you just did was beautiful, asking on the topic.
Cool.
That's what made me think of it. You just asked on topic, but I hear you.
Cool.
I love us all.
I love us all. We're so awesome. Okay, so let's move into then some even even more amazing, well, they're all amazing, but more talents and abilities here. So let's see. So
yeah, could I have a question. I would like to comment on the person who said something before.
Okay.
Because I really have a question I would really like to ask.
Okay.
And I was trying this, what you said, to put thoughts in the head with you, so you would like open that up so I could ask. But then he said that instead, so that was kind of cool.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little hard time with your accent. I mean, it feels like you're coming from a nice energetic space, but I'm like, okay. Oh, it feels good. So I'm feeling
okay,
through it all.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So maybe I can just go and ask the question. It's about healing, a question I have.
Okay.
Can I ask that now? Is that a good time?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, I've had this energy in my hand now for maybe a year or so. It's like really intense, like, you know, electricity is going on. And when I put my hands on his body, doing some energy work, it kind of, you know, goes into the body and kind of calms the hands down. But it's getting more and more intense, and it's something about it that's rather heavy and, like, forceful that I have two sessions every day, or now maybe two sessions a day or something. So is there, what is really going on, and is there a way to turn this capacity on and off at kind of choice or something?
Okay, so with your talents and abilities and capacities, what it feels like it's getting stopped up in the energy. So, it's almost like you've created yourself as a vessel of the talent and ability instead of the talent and ability being what is. So it's still a little bit in a place of doing, which is why it's making it intense for your hands. So notice, you guys, as you open up these capacities, if it feels like there's energy that's getting kind of stuck, or it feels like it's moving into doing, or that it's getting so intense, one, let go of control. Two, be it instead of do it, right? And allow it to be a being, be it, and allow it to be a being of what already is, right? So that you're not healing people, they're already healed. And you're being, seeing, feeling, and experiencing them as already being it, right? So that will lower the intensity of it and allow it to be more of a being. Does that make sense?
Kind of, sort of, but it feels like it's another piece to it as well, but I can't really, yeah, that I'm not getting it yet.
Okay, but, So, but even in that, you're kind of looking for the answer instead of the being. See, the thing is that...
Well, I'm looking forward to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking forward clearly would create more ease around this.
Okay, but you can't look for and find what would create ease around it. You have to be the ease and be the being and be the having of it already, because it already is. Thing is, all the clients I've ever worked on, all of you guys moving into who you are, you already are it. There's no effort. There's no energy. There's total ease. So there's a vibration of being that you're meant to connect with and be that would actually change it, not something you can find. So you have to allow yourself to ask, hey, what is this? And feel into being that and allow yourself to be it. But the other thing, too, is that it's a little interesting from guidance's perspective, because you guys only feel like you have talents and abilities when you can feel them. So they kind of bring it into a denser feeling for you so that you can feel that you're doing something, because they want to show you you are. But then they also want it to be easier for you, which isn't a being of it already is and it already has been and there is no work. So they kind of... they give you stuff and then they make it this certain way and then they start pulling it out and away. And some people are like, I lost all my talents and abilities. You're like, no, now you're being them.
That kind of makes more sense because it's almost like I have this talent and then I kind of twist it into this reality and that makes the kind of heaviness around it.
That's exactly it, right? So instead,
yeah.
Come from
so
the...
How do I unlock that?
So if I were you, I'd use those statements, the I choose, I deserve, I can, I am, it is, and I'm grateful for, and with that talent and ability, right? To where you're choosing to be it instead of do it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So, but that's good. So all of your guys's, okay, so let's look at this. Healing capacities. That'll be our next little piece here as we play. So do you guys realize that there's nothing that needs to be healed?
Yeah.
So what's happening with people's stuff that they're experiencing is they're experiencing a disharmonized projection that isn't real, right? So what we do is, as beings, is we see it all as absolutely perfect, and then we watch it show up in perfection. Now, whether that shifts it or not is actually the person's journey, the person's path. So how many of you guys have thought you didn't have capacities because people didn't receive them? You see what I mean? Like, you gauge what you can do in a healing world, right, because of what is shown that they received, when really that's not a gauge at all. Because the other thing is people have long timelines, right? And so at the end of their awakening may be happening here. You met them here. Okay, sorry. I'll make it along the thing. Their awakening may be happening here. You met them here, but they can't unlock everything until they get to here, right? So you gave them the seed and now the seed will turn into a flower here and everything will shift, but it didn't happen right when you were working on them. But because they've been in your presence, they have 100 billion% received everything you're being. End of story. There's no other way around it. It's just the time that makes it look like they haven't. Okay. So would you allow yourself just to take a deep breath and release all the ideas that you didn't be something or do something in order to heal someone or bring their body into a different state? So would you guys be willing to release all that?
Better.
Okay, good. So take a deep breath and just realize, they've already received it all. Okay, awesome. So I relax and let go of all that other stuff that I believed in. You're a field of infinite possibilities, my friends. Everything you be, everyone around you awakens to what you're being. Well, welcome to quote-unquote healing. We're not quite sure what you're healing yourself, healing anyone from or into. Instead of, it's like healing is really waking up into what has always been. That you've always been this divine perfection. So, would you guys be willing to breathe in that you are and your body is absolute infinite possibility and divine perfection already?
Yes.
There you go, allowing that to be the is. There's no way to project it into existence, the healing. You can only be it into existence. So when you be it into existence, the part of their being receives you, whether that's part of their experience or not. So part of their being receives you, whether that's part of their experience or not. See, they may be in this lower field of vibration going, I don't feel anything. And you're up here going, actually, your whole future is different, right? But you know that because it is, because you realize what is, which is whatever you're being, everything around you raises to the highest order. And it's only a matter of moments before their experience unravels enough to where they can have what you brought in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so any other questions about...
Alicia?
Yes.
You're talking about...
Uh-huh.
The timeline you were talking about, does that possibly apply to our own bodies as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. And so that's along the lines also of what Jane was talking about with being in the is so fully and being in the having so fully. You give your presence and your attention to that. And then use those I am statements and then it is. Now, the only thing is you can't pretend. It has to be a being, right? So when you find yourself pretending, there's probably some of the not that you've been believing in. You got to make that part of your belief not important to you, right? You're not important to me. Okay. Both sides of the paradigm, just claiming it's not important to you. So it can unravel so that it can be a full 100% being. And as that shows up, then everything shows up.
Right.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, the healing process.
I just realized that I think my mind gets confused about whether I'm being it or whether I'm thinking it or something. I've been doing that. You know, that you're not important to me. You're not important to me. It feels like sometimes the more I do that, it's like then the body goes, oh yeah, well then take this. You know, I'm just playing with it still, just really playing with it.
Cool. So
and I'm just kind of curious what shows up every time I kind of give, you know, yeah. It almost feels like that saying to it, you're not important to me, is almost,
you've made it
my
important.
Mind feels like that's a challenge.
You made it important. You know? You made the statement, you're not important to me, important.
Yeah, right, exactly, okay. Exactly. So this, just letting it be and just letting everything be part of the field of infinite possibilities and letting go is just, I feel like that's where I'm going to play more.
Good, okay, good. Yeah, you know, it's tough because we give you tools and they're tools to use until you kind of toss them and move into a new state, right? So it's going to continue being that way, which is why it's really hard to make anything solid. It's like, so enjoy it. Okay.
Yeah.
And remember,
thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Remember to feel into that sense that we've been talking about, that guidance is throwing a party and you're invited and they want to invite you to it and you start feeling that party. There you go. Because when you go that direction,
Party. Yeah,
you're never going to get confused. Okay, cool. So so let's look at some more awesomeness.
Hey, Rita, I have a question about weather.
Okay.
About, I live in California, and we're experiencing drought, and I've been feeling sort of cold to work with weather, but I sort of feel like, where the hell am I to work with weather? And even though I know that I'm infinite field of possibility, I just have maybe a piece of judgment about, you know, am I doing the right thing, et cetera. Does that make sense?
And from that, am I doing the right thing? It's going to be hard work.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good. You've kind of put a little hold on it for a second because you're like, you're sensing that there's illusion here. Whenever you guys are using your talents and abilities and it's hard work, I guarantee there's some illusion that's present because the illusion is hard work and the being is easy. So that can help you be your decipherer. Okay. And the other thing is the first question I would always ask before I do anything with the earth or the weather or whatever is, hey, weather, do you want me to do anything with you?
Right. And I kind of feel like I've been called for that. It's really strange. Like, I'll be out and it sounds kind of funny, but it's almost like asking me to do this.
Cool. So there's probably something about you that you're trying to show you and something potentially that you're meant to learn, embrace, be around it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Rita?
Yeah.
Rita? Hi. Uh-huh. Does the past ever get on board with beingness? It seems like it's sometimes it's working. I know, you know, all limitation is here to serve us, but it seems like the mind doesn't get on board with the things that beingness says that I can do. What do we do about that?
Yeah, I mean, basically kind of just using all the tools I give you guys. I mean, all of it is this way around your mind. So you got to be, as you become more and more conscious about using your mind, so your mind is a tool, it's not you. So
Right. You're
the being that runs the mind. As long as you're the being that runs the mind, there's nothing happening. Like in this facilitations, in all of this, I use my higher mind the entire time. So my higher mind is fully active.
Right.
So if your higher mind is fully active in your life, you're in a place of choice and your mind's working way up here and it's fetching these vibrations and energies and awarenesses and stuff, right? So it's a whole different way of being.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Realize too that you can't fight it. Like when your mind is doing mind, you can't fight it. Just witness it, have it be a movie. It has nothing to do with you. And then breathe and get distracted with what is. And it'll calm it down. Okay, so there's another question.
Hi, Rika.
Hi.
Hi, Rika. This is Joe.
Hi. Go for it.
This is more a share than a question.
Okay.
You're talking about the remote viewing. Mm-hmm. I've had it happen before, okay? Mm-hmm. And when it happened to me, wasn't even planning it. I had no idea that was going to happen. And when it got me full force. I was in two timelines at one time.
Yeah.
Now, and you're talking about doing it just for the joy, yes, but both timelines involved me. One was 15 years before the one I was in the present. Yes, there was joy, but also, by the time it was done, it felt like I shifted something in that past timeline for me.
Yeah. You guys are doing this all the time. With every yes you say, with every choice you make, you're doing the same thing. You're shifting timelines.
Yeah, I was real uncomfortable with it. Even up till yesterday, I talked with Nicole for a while about it.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, okay. I'm just uncomfortable with it because I'm not used to it.
Yeah, and realize too, when discomfort is present, you probably have some form of the illusion or judgment going in there, and you're doing some form of control. Once you allow the isness to be everything that is, the discomfort will no longer be there.
And that's where we were yesterday.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome.
I'm real okay with it now. I'm just going to let it be when it comes from now on.
Yes. You are a sculptor of, it's like a sculptor of new realities, right? So
that first time it happened, it caught me so off guard, and that's what made me uncomfortable. I was kind of going, okay, so I've got this. What do I do with it? How do I use it? No, I don't have to do anything with it. Let it be what it is. It will develop on its own.
That's good. Now feel that. You know, and realize too that, you know, when you guys are asking a question or tapping into guidance, that's not really doing. Like, you know, you don't have, like, we want to create that deciphering too, because you want to be able to be with them and increase your capacity and awareness and presence, but you're just giving your presence to the isness of it, which isn't a doing. So you can quote unquote do that. But you don't have to do anything with it. You have no obligation to use your talents and abilities at all. If you want to play with them, be in the energy of the isness of them, fall further and further into the isness, being with the God and the angels to show you all this stuff, and just play with them.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So there was another woman who wanted to ask a question.
Yeah. Hi, Rika. It's Donna. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've had a healing practice, or what I call a healing practice, for about 25 years, and I use body work, and I understand that the body is already perfect and, you know, what people are sort of imagining what's going on, but my work has sort of shifted, so I usually spend about 2 hours working on a body. I'm known as the body listener.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, is it me that's thinking that it takes that amount of time, or is it me and my client, or...
Well, one of the things that I was looking at is, it's like awesome because what you're doing is absolutely awesome. And you get to be that perfection, right?
Yeah.
So it's just being that, feeling that, experiencing that, seeing that, being that, infinite possibilities, right? And then their whole timeline has to do with them, not you.
Okay.
And the other thing is you may also be doing it for that long to get a specific result, right? But you want to look at what would be honoring for you and what is the energy calling for? Like, can you let go of having to either overgive or whatever so that, it, you know, if you don't want to take 2 hours with it, you can do it in a shorter amount of time.
Okay.
It feels like there's I'm just kind of sensing in the energy, it feels like there's a little bit of earning. So you want to let go of the earning because earning has to do with time.
Okay. Yeah, because I think the reason why I was maybe sort of, I used to do hours, hour and a half, but now I've shifted into 2 hours because there's a sort of, they get hot stones and, you know,
yeah,
a salt rub and hot towels, and it's just very much more relaxed, I think, for me
than
not trying to rush through something.
Then keep doing it that way.
Okay.
I thought you were actually bringing that to me, like, am I doing this because of something? And it's like, well, I can feel a little bit of stuff in there.
I am kind of asking that because I'm not quite sure at this point.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I used to feel very responsible. But I don't anymore. I just realized that, you know, the healing will come from them finding their own source of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's okay.
So, and the other thing, what I'm looking at too, is like, time is a way that we prove.
Yeah.
Right. So just look at that for your guys' whole lives. And in regards to these talents and abilities, it's like, you have the talent and ability to be with someone for a moment. Right. Or a minute or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 or whatever, and do an amazing shift that would have taken you whatever. So play with that awareness of like, oh, my gosh, well, time isn't real. It doesn't exist.
Right.
So what happens when I embody this space of no time and infinite possibilities? And then you can also ask that, like, the angels to either slow down time for you or speed it up, depending on whether you want to work less hours or more hours. Because it's all malleable, right? So if you want it to look like 2 hours, then have it be that. If you want it to look like, from the timeline, 1 hour, have it be that, and you'll still be able to do the same amount of everything in one.
Okay, but then the question then does come down to, how do you justify charging $200.
Which is exactly what I was getting at for you, is the earning.
Yeah,
so you're still believing in the earning. So you still don't think that you deserve to receive because you are.
Okay. So we get back to the isness statement.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
And hey.
All right, got it.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. All right. So all right, so we went into some questions. It's so interesting because it's like, I want to get to your guys' questions, but they really take a long time. and I'm like, but I wanted to get to all these other talents, abilities, and we're already at 12 minutes and 50 seconds. Now,
Rika, this is Nicole.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks asking about flying on the chat, just so you know, that seems to be a popular one.
Okay.
A lot of people talking about wanting to fly, and also kind of the sentiment of, how do we hold ourselves back from actually doing these talents because of past life experiences, perhaps being killed for exemplifying these talents?
Okay. So that would be releasing that information, basically. You're in a new place, a new life, a new consciousness, a new knowing. We're in a new field of energy. It's completely different, right? You can get away with crazy, amazing stuff here, and nobody will even notice. So it's what's interesting is that people create realities, so you don't have to. They can do it for you, okay? And what that looks like is instead of you going, well, instead of you having to create who you are, everyone else does whatever they do, and you're like, cool, you create that reality for me. That's fine, because you don't really need one. They need one for you, but you don't need one for yourself. So if you're, say, walking through a wall because you don't have any ideas about anything, about who you are, and you've opened up that capacity and it's cool with you, what'll happen for the people that are around you is they won't be able to see that you did it. All of a sudden, their vision will get fuzzy and they swear to God you opened the door. Okay? So when you've gotten caught, it's because you were trying to prove to them that they should be able to do it too. It was actually from a place of superiority. See, when you're being this God magic, you don't really care who notices or who doesn't. You just be it for you because it's a joy and a fun to be. So when you've proved it in your past lifetimes is when you've gotten caught because you were trying to prove it to them. You made it real and physical enough. You gave them words. You showed them. You tried to get them to do it. Now they have you. See, if you only had your talents and abilities for you to play with, you would have never been killed for them ever. It's when you tried to prove it that you got caught and killed. So would you guys be willing to commit to yourself that you never have to prove that you had any talent and ability ever again and they're all for you to play with?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, and just release all that past lifetime stuff and ask that it all move into a field of infinite possibilities of what is. Just infinite possibilities, infinite. No longer that old timeline. It's all now infinite possibilities. Okay, so let's ask your bodies if they actually desire to fly.
Yes.
Really? Does your, let me ask my body. Body, do you desire to fly?
Yeah.
My body doesn't have a.
No, it doesn't really. What it kind of feels like is our beings want to fly because, right? And because if you look at, okay, check this out. Take your body and move it energetically 100 feet up in the sky and see if it feels comfortable. It is not very comfortable. It's like, what the? What? So, okay. So does that mean you can't fly? No. But what I'm kind of pointing at is that the consciousness around your body and itself is, I belong with my feet on the ground, right? The consciousness of your body isn't like, I belong 200 feet up in the sky. Now, you have been in other bodies, on other planets and other lifetimes, where the consciousness was, it's all free and open. 100 feet up, 200 feet up, down on the ground, we got it all, no problemo, right? So you have these vibrational awarenesses and being and energies in your system. You know what this is. And so you're like, all right, this body go. And this body's like, and you're like, this body go. And it's like, right? So first off, would you be willing to just take a deep breath and realize you already know how to fly? Yeah? Okay, just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I know how to fly. I remember how to fly. I know how to fly. I remember how to fly. I know how to fly. I already know how to fly. My being does it all the time. You know, my spirit does it all the time. My heart does it all the time. My awareness does it all the time. My energy does it all the time. Okay. So just letting that be. Wow. And so what I'm sensing in the energetic field of the body is it's like as more and more and more of the separation dissipates and to where the body embodies zero fear, the body will also embody the infinite possibilities that gives it the capacity, right? Because so as you embody this for you, this infinite possibilities. I know that you are infinite possibilities. I know that you are magic. I know that you are all of this. Your body begins resonating up to where it stops knowing itself as a body and it starts knowing itself as a being.
Cool.
Wow. Cool. That is so cool. And as your body knows itself as a being, then levitation and flying and all that stuff is an extension of your being. And it's like, ooh, I'm a being too. This is so much fun. Okay, so
it's so clear suddenly.
Yeah, totally, huh? So just take a deep breath and just acknowledge right now that your body is not a body. It's actually a being. It's a conscious being unto itself. There you go. It's a being.
Wow.
There you go. Woo, baby.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
One of the things I'm choosing to do is go into copywriting. And, of course, when I study the material, it puts me in my head. So my instinct is that I will be able to do it. I want to know what kind of a capability this is and come out with the words without having to study this intellectually and just know what to say and what to write automatically.
Okay, so
chase
that's sort of like channel writing, right? Which is the same as connecting to guidance and allowing that those words to come through you. So what all of us have not fully realized is that our being is like a super consciousness computer, you know, like our being has access to everything, all knowing through all. I mean, oh my God, talk about working with a high level of intelligence. I mean, it's full on amazing. So our being, okay, coming from our being will create 1,000,000,000,000% more success and better copy than coming from your mind.
Got it. Okay, that's what I just wanted to clarify that with you, because that's been coming to me in the last several weeks. I just feel I can jump in and I'll just know what to do without all this mind stuff.
Yeah. So because you've lived your life and had your mind have to do everything, then you have to reprogram it to where it comes from your being, which is something that we do and I do. And in the facilitators course that we're going to be doing too, I'll actually teach you guys how to do that more so and have you guys come from that platform all the time. And I call it leading with your being. It's like you're feeling into it, you're being it, you're being it, you're being it. And then words kind of start dropping in and the words don't matter because the being is there. The words don't matter because the being is there. And it transforms everything and everyone. So that will happen with your work and your words and your, you know, facilitation and everything. So.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Rita,
mm-hmm, about the flying.
Yeah.
The flying. I wanted to share that the flying that I do is almost like remote viewing. It's like from my being. And it's almost like we live in dreams as children. And I totally fly and see what's around and below me. And it's just a beat from the, like a remote viewing thing. I just want to offer that up at the flyer.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, you notice, too, that in your dreams, you don't need wings.
Oh, no.
Right? It's like down in here with the realness, it's like the birds have to have wings so that we can justify flying. You know what I mean? And the more and more and more we allow our bodies to be beings instead of bodies, it feels like that's the bridge to that whole world opening up of levitation and everything. As you experience your body as not being stuck in the physical or something like that, you experience it as being a being of light, a vessel of light for you to embody, right? So just take a deep breath, breathing in that vessel of light, that vessel of infinite possibilities. Just allowing your body to just emanate that light, feeling it as a being, sensing it as a being, as an energetic being of light and infinite possibilities. There you go. Now, it's really interesting that this has been more about bodies, which is really cool, because what they're showing me is that we as a being, we just 100%, we really know when we're in our being, it's like, hey, don't even talk to me about limited possibility. It's not even happening. Like, it's just so fully there. But what is happening is that because of our past experience with our bodies, our bodies have actually become from our past experience perspective, the reason why we can't fully be. Like, you know, you start being all this energy or all this whatever, or you start flying and then you fall, or you kick your, you know, foot, or you get in a car accident, or, you know, something happens, and then all of a sudden you're real and in your body and you can be hurt. Right. So because of our training and our past experience, that's where we're having a more difficult time bringing the talents and abilities into the physical. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like our limiter.
Yes. But what I know is that that's not our only possibility. Right. I know that with the fullness extent of the knowing of all knowing, you know what? This is not the only way. 100 billion percent, not the only way. I know that body, you can have this body. I know that you can be this. I know it. 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 Okay. So what I would do if I were you guys is, with those statements, you know, with the, I choose to feel, see, embrace, and be the infinite possibilities for me, myself, all that. I would run those statements a lot to bring them into the physical structure of your body so that your body can actually inhabit that universe and know itself as an energetic being instead of a body. And also creating the space between your body and your body's experiences. So when your body's experiencing something, it's like, hey, body. And body's like, yeah. And you're like, hey, body, guess what? You're not your experience. Really? Yeah, yeah. You're the experience of just being, you're the experience of God. So that's not actually your experience, right? And then what do you require from me in order to assist in the unlocking of that cord so that you no longer have that experience? And body's like, oh, thanks. And you take this energy into your being and you bring it through your body, and all of a sudden that experience is being erased. Like, you are you're helping your body in essence, come on this journey of light with you. You're saying, hey, body, what do you require from me in order to walk with me?
Awesome.
So you no longer experience limitation. Your body no longer experiences limitation. All there is to experience is all this beautiful, infinite possibilities. Okay, so let's bring you guys let's do a round of those statements and an activation, really bringing this infinite possibility into the body from this big, beautiful, magical universe that we are, because every one of the talents and abilities comes from infinite possibility. When you're being in this field of infinite possibility and you're being it, you have all-knowing access to everything. Like, have you guys noticed that throughout this transmission, there's been moments of truth when there's been no cognitive thought and total awareness and knowing that all of this just is, and it is you, and of course it is. Have you guys been experiencing some of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's the energy that, as you come from that, you have access to all talents, all abilities, all gifts, and all magic. And it's really from a place of joy and gratitude and being blessed. It's like, yes, it's like playing with your talents and abilities, playing with all of your amazing capacities, because this field of infinite possibilities and being it is the vessel of the beauty and the magic and the light coming out all around you. Can you guys feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So just take a deep breath. Expand your bodies out. There you go. Expand your beings out. There you go. And we're going to bring in this field of infinite possibilities into every cell of your body and being. Okay. I choose to feel, be, experience, and see you, body, as a field of infinite possibility.
I choose to feel, see, experience, and be you, body, as a field of infinite possibility.
Oh, beautiful. Bringing that all the way into all the cells. Whew. God, that is just so unbelievably powerful. It's awesome. This is so cool. Okay, and again, I choose to see, feel, experience, and be that you, body, are a field of infinite possibilities.
I choose to see, feel, experience, and be that you, body, are a field of infinite possibilities.
Beautiful. Wow. I deserve to feel, see, be. Ooh, what's the other one? Feel, experience, you body.
Experience.
Thank you. As a field of infinite possibilities.
I deserve to feel, experience, and be you, body.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I can feel that. And you know, it's interesting because there's this consciousness, this God within your body that's starting to ooze out of your cells going, I've always been this. Can you guys feel that? It's like, you know, it's and it's kind of like, hey, you think I can't fly? You haven't even turned me on. You don't even know where the switch is, right? It's kind of like, you haven't been acknowledging that I already am this and that you get to join me here.
It's like being home.
Yeah. Being whole, being home, being infinite possibilities. Your body, this God energy in your body's going, fall into me, baby. I got ya. I am your vessel of magic. I am your vessel of infinite possibilities. I am your vessel of all these talents and abilities and amazingness. I am this. Cool. Okay, so again, I deserve to, wow, interesting. So this is actually going to apply, which hasn't for a while. Okay. So I deserve to feel, see, experience, be, and receive you, body, as a field of infinite possibilities.
Oh, yeah. I deserve to feel, experience, be, and receive you, body. As a field of infinite possibility.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Woo-wee. Oh, boy, that is just really moving a lot of amazing stuff, moving you guys into total just clarity and woo, high vibrating yumminess. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so I can experience, feel, be, see, and receive you, body, as a field of infinite possibility.
I can experience, feel, experience, be, and receive you, body, as a field of infinite possibility.
There you go. Let all those remembrances come back to you of all the power of your presence and what you give your presence to and how you be with your body and how you walk with your body and how you breathe with your body and how you all that information, the remembrance of being with a body that is light and love and infinite. There you go. And how grateful you are for that, right? How you have fun and joy. It's like a play partner. Always giving your presence and your energy to it. Beautiful. Woo! Okay. I can feel, see, experience, be, and receive you, body, as a field of infinite possibility.
I can see, feel, experience, body, and body.
Yes. There you go. Yes, you can. Beautiful. There you go. Awesome. Woo-hoo! Body, I now realize that you are a field of infinite possibilities.
Body, I know.
There you go. Oh, that's good. Body, I now feel, experience, see, know, and receive you as a field of infinite possibility.
Body, I now feel, experience, know, and see.
Beautiful. And this is the way it is?
And this is the way it has always been.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Body, I am grateful to experience, feel, see, receive, and know you as infinite possibilities. So it's really interesting, but with the process, like what I'm seeing in the energy field is we've been giving in our identity to God and our identity to God and our identity to God, and our, right? And now what it feels like is we get to give ourselves to our God body. Right? So it's kind of a layer. It's like falling deep into that God body and going, oh my God, thank you. I'm coming home to you. Oh, I'm coming home to this beautiful vessel of light and love. Wow, thank you for the love and the world of magic. And oh, I'm so grateful for this being that you are that I fall into and the love that is as I fall into it. And can you guys feel that transition, that bridge?
Yeah.
Cool. Because being these magical talents and abilities, when you bring them into the body, it becomes your life, right? So when you meditate on them, it becomes something that you play with during meditation or that you have as your spiritual journey. But truly, having a body is the spiritual journey. That's where spirit meets embodiment. It's where the rubber meets the road. It's where, you know, it's where God meets the physical.
Yeah.
And the physical has always been infinite possibilities. Like the molecules themselves, it's like they're infinite possibility. There's no reason why anything should be anything other than that. So they've always been functioning as God, for God, to work on God's behalf, right? So allowing yourself to fall into the support of the body, just like you fell into the support of God, because when you fall into the support of God, you fall into the support of you. When you fall into the God of your body, you fall into the support and the love and the experience of the infinite possibilities within this plane of existence. Then you allow your spiritual energy to be throughout all your entire spectrum, physical and all the ethereals. It's all God, right? So to me, what it feels like is that is the embodiment of magic, right? Embodying these higher dimensional capacities in your body through your form, realizing that also there's this thing that feels like it's happening that I just need to give you guys awareness of. So as you work on this in your meditation, you get the awareness of it. So there is this being, right? And then there's this higher mind. And the mind is so used to being the higher mind, and the being is so used to being the one doing the expansion. It's like, okay, we're going here, we're doing this, we're going here and doing this. Falling into your body is actually receiving your body. And in essence, actually, the same thing goes for the other way too. It's like falling into your spirit is allowing that being of the spirit to come through, right? So falling into your body is allowing the being of the body to come through and come out. So in essence, you're kind of becoming this heaven meets earth meets heaven, right? It's like coming from both directions like this. Instead of just coming from this, it's like, right? So in your meditations and becoming this magic in your body, feel yourself actually receiving the magic of your body and the God energy coming through your body going, I'm here to show you who you are.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Which is different because a lot of the times we've done, okay, the being gives to the body and it's like, hey, let's see, because what I'm getting from this is the God that wants to come through your molecules and the light and the love that wants to just break through this. Be the being, the body's being wants to be its being. It wants to break through and just, right? And show you. So play with that because that feels like freaking awesome and it's going to change the consciousness of everything. So let's do that. These activations are something that we actually do every month. They are free for our full, our paying VIB members, which is just awesome. And they're also an invitation for you guys, any of you guys that aren't VIB members, to actually become VIB members, because we give you this $47 activation that you've already paid for, we give you actually a quote unquote coupon code or whatever to apply that towards the VIB program. And right now our VIB program still gives everything away because there's a lot that has to do with, you know, we're looking at kind of giving it to you in educational sort of segments so we don't overwhelm you at the very beginning. We haven't done that yet. So right now you can actually still become a VIB member and just like that, you'll get absolutely everything. So there's never been a better time to jump into VIB membership. And it's always awesome and amazing. It always blows me away. It's always unbelievably incredible. Is there anybody that has anything that they would like to say about being a VIB member?
It's awesomeness.
Thanks, Leja. Awesome.
It's fabulous to check in, have the... Oh, that wasn't me.
Go ahead, Leja.
It's a gift to be together every week, to have that continuity in our lives, to bring us, it just gifts us with, while we're playing in the illusion, to actually, the more and more I'm in this community, the more I stay in this consciousness throughout so much. And I really credit a lot of that to us being together so regularly and so deeply. And it really, really nourishes us and helps us stay in the awareness that that we want to live.
That's
beautiful.
Thank you, Leja.
Yeah.
What a gift. What a gift to give Leja back to herself, man. Because you guys are a huge gift, like a magic and love and fairy power and just, oh, my God. So it's like, oh, we get to do this? Like, this is so cool. So it, for me, it's like I really see it providing the platform, like Leja said, because we touch you every week. Imagine if you felt this good at least once a week, like to where you're like, oh my God, I'm in this field of love and light and infinite. The more and more you practice it, the more and more you bring it in, the more and more you be it, it becomes who you are. So you get to live here all the time, which is just awesome. Anybody else want to say anything else about that?
Yes, Rika. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I started as a VIB trial member, and I was only able to listen to the recordings, which are fabulous, and started shaking my world. But being on the live calls and the activation is completely different. It's so much more deep and moving. It's fabulous.
Oh, Sandy. Awesome. I'm glad you came into full membership. And you got to be part of this activation for free, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for that.
And I just wanted to say, too, that just it's like having a gate to come back into yourself and to remind yourself that we all are a field of infinite possibility. Always, every week, that's what I walk away with. I'm like, oh, my God, I really am part of a field of infinite possibilities along with this amazing community. And that you're facilitating that, Rika, is just, it's just such a gift.
You can see how it's my honor and my pleasure and a blessing for me, too. So to be a part of it.
For all of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Sandy. All right, you guys. Well, it's been amazing. Oh, my God. What a day. Who knew what we were going to get into today? Like, oh, it's so exciting. So keep playing with all of those is statements. I choose. I deserve. I can. I am. It has always been. And I'm grateful for because whew, those are going to bring so much stuff in. Keep playing with that infinite possibility realm and then play with those, you know, those pieces of magic that are in your being that you're like, I know it. I'm having it. It's already here. Now let's bring the energy into the physical to where I can actually be it in form here. Right. And notice also, you know, just a little reminder, but when you're being it in form here and you're doing it for someone else, it's not going to work. You're like, where did my magic powers go? When you're doing it for yourself, to be it, to receive it, to enjoy it, the universe is yours. The skies are open. When you're doing it to prove it to yourself or someone else, you'll find it gets a little weird. So just notice those and allow yourself to release that and move into the being of it for you. And the two energies we talked about were the joy and the freedom. If you're sensing the joy and the freedom and the magic you're playing with, you're in the right spot. You're having it for you. You're being it for you. If it feels like an obligation or you're trying to do it to prove something, then you probably got in one of the fields of the knot. And you can use those is statements to bring you back into alignment so that you can flow with the magic freely and purely and not have it sort of feel like it's taken away from you, but really you just ducked into an experience of having it not be there, right? So none of that's actually real, but it's trying to show you you can't do it this way. You know, in order to embody this energy of these all these gifts, talents, and abilities, you get to be pure God. And when you're pure God, the entire kingdom lights up for you.